Salutations, everyone, and welcome to another beautiful weekend episode of the Foot Fetish Podcast. I am your humble host, Ramon Faithful. That's technically my full name.
Faithful?
Yeah.
Faithful, comma, name. Ramon?
Yeah. No, Ramon Faithful. That's my
full Ramon name. Faithful.
Yeah, it's just convenient that I like Faithfuls of Feet. It's really a good coincidence. I am the producer of Ramon's Faithful of Feet. The number one clip store for
Ramon
human furniture.
Faithful.
That's me.
What does the S stand for?
S. Soulful.
Soulful.
And that's Belle.
Soul.
She's the owner.
S-O-L-E.
She's the goods. She makes this shit happen.
Yeah, that's me.
Really, I make it happen, but she makes it happen. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, Ramon just does all the hard work. But like, what if I weren't here?
What
like
if?
Ramon would just be setting up a camera and then just what filming himself lying on a bed.
What?
Like
that could be that guy. Hey everybody, I was thinking about feet again today.
No. I mean like filming clips. Like
oh,
what
God.
Would you do? You just film yourself.
It would
lying
be
on a
hypothetical,
bed.
Or I would do like animation.
And you would like pretend to struggle.
Hypothetical smothering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. You could pretend to be smothered by an invisible woman. Is that a thing?
No. I mean, maybe. If I was a really... Listen, I'm a good performer. I don't know that I'm that good of a performer. Yeah. I think it'd be funny, but it wouldn't be sexy.
I bet that's somebody's thing.
It could
Wait until we get to eyes. Wait, have we gotten to the eyes yet?
No. I think we're just getting to Fs.
All right. Oh, right.
We never got to that.
We never got to the Fs.
We took last week off, so now we're way behind. So... I bet the invisible woman would work if she was smothering a woman, because then it'd be sexy to see a woman getting, I mean, if that's your thing.
Yeah. Because then she's just sort of writhing.
Yeah. I don't know. That's something. I'll do that at Halloween. It'll be the invisible woman. And then she'll appear. That's what'll happen. Like halfway through the clip, she appears.
And then
we'll
you
do the,
some special effects, some Hollywood magic that she got going on.
Listen, we're having fun.
What's up?
But you know what? We got some beef to settle.
It's not all fun and games
it's
here.
It's not all
at the
goddamn
Podcast,
fun and games,
guys.
We got our first piece of hate mail, y'all.
Hang on. Remember last time we were talking about doing a compliment sandwich?
Yeah.
I want to do a compliment sandwich with this.
Okay.
So
okay.
First, I want to address something super, super positive.
Yes.
And then we'll address the hate mail.
Okay.
It's not hate mail. It's just. He has it labeled here as hate mail. I don't think it's hate mail, but I think it's
Well, I hate the mail.
It's criticism. It's and not constructive criticism either. It's criticism. It's destructive criticism.
That's right.
And
that's
then,
the only kind
so
you
we'll,
give.
We'll do something positive, and then we'll address the destructive criticism, and then we'll address like the fun stuff of the actual episode.
Sure.
But the first thing I want to talk about.
Yes.
Before we and you know who you are if you wrote this destructive criticism. You know who you are. And you think about it while I am showering praise upon another listener.
That's right.
Terry.
Yeah, Terry.
I fucking love you so much. Holy shit. Terry sent me these boots. And if you subscribe to the Patreon, you can see these boots
they
that I'm wearing right now. They are he bought them from my Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
And they are the cutest fucking things. They're brown and they have like this blue and red and orange like
you know,
stripey thing.
Like
and
it looks like the Patagonia logo, like the color.
It's like a Navajo blanket sort of. And it's got like buckles and it's like they're the cutest fucking things. I haven't worn, except for my gardening boots, I haven't worn other shoes since I got these. They look super, super hot with jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. They make my legs look long and very thin because they're like short boots.
Yeah.
And they match, like the color matches perfectly my favorite dress, the orange, because my favorite dress is like this orange wrap.
It's perfect.
Thing. And like, oh my God, you guys.
The brand
they're Mucklux.
Oh, Mucklux, of course.
Yeah. No, I honestly had these on my wish list. Like on my actual, like not my,
hey guys, buy me stuff.
Not my actual honest to God wish list where I mostly just have like kitchen implements and witchcraft books. Like my actual wish list for like years, and I was like, oh man, I don't know, they're like $40, oh, I can't spend them. I don't know how much they were actually, but like they were more than I just feel like spending on myself on a whim.
Yeah.
So I'm overjoyed. Absolutely overjoyed.
He is the MVP of this
week.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Terry is bringing it. Terry also bought me some socks, some toe socks, which are insanely cute. And they're really, really comfy. And I desperately needed new toe socks because all of my toe socks are like 10 years old and weird Christmas themed stuff that, like, I don't know, my mom got me for Christmas or something.
10-year-old socks, y'all. You can buy those
10-year-old
socks.
They're so old and they're covered in holes and they have pictures of like penguins opening presents on them. They're very, very strange.
But that's 10 years of her wearing them for multiple days.
And yeah. Oh, God. They probably just like.
They have a natural funk to them.
Honestly. Honestly,
it's like a shirt that you wear too much.
It's like, do you ever have that shirt that you just work out in? And then
I
don't
do,
even
in fact.
You don't even have to like work out in it. You just put it on and your body heat warms it. And then you automatically smell like BO. That's this shirt that I'm wearing right now. it's bad, guys.
Who was the guy that bought the, was that Terry that bought the BO shirt? I can't remember.
No.
Could have been.
No.
It was somebody else. Whoever that guy is, get this shirt. This is the shirt you want.
Right? This shirt's...
It's a good shirt, though.
It's also covered in paint, and it has a hole in it where I had sharpened a knife, and then I was wiping it on the side of my shirt to get any like potential metal shards off of it, and I sliced a hole in my shirt. Anyway, so those socks are like this shirt. Those socks are like this shirt because, like, I feel like the moment I put them on, they're just gonna start. There, it's gross.
Anyway, these are awesome boots.
These are.
Thanks, Terry.
Incredible boots.
We got to put more on your
them.
Wish list now.
I know, right? I love
it. We'll spend time doing
so
that.
I need more of those like thick thermal socks because
well,
all of my
that's
thick
something to put on there, isn't
have,
there?
Have
your
holes
feet sweat.
In them.
So that's the start of your compliment sandwich.
That's the start of my
What's
compliment
the meat?
Sandwich. My and Terry, I love you. Thank you so much. I am so, so grateful.
We'll make you a special face trampling clip just for you.
Yeah, I'll trample Ramon in these boots.
Oh,
how about
Jesus.
That? How about
Ouch.
That? You don't want these on your face.
I don't.
I wore these like all over creation all week. They're actually, they look pretty clean on the bottom.
For now.
But they're covered in like, I don't know, whatever the fuck I stepped in at the Walmart Garden Center yesterday, man. It's nasty.
So here's our piece of
and then
mail.
We got, okay, so.
Quote unquote.
Thank you, Terry. We love you, Terry.
He wrote this on Reddit the other
and
day.
And now we love Terry. As much as
we love Terry,
I'm over here. Tryptofang.
Let's talk a little bit about Tryptofang.
Let's talk about Tryptofang.
He wrote this on Reddit, specifically
he
on our Kink Shame
publicly,
episode.
Publicly on Reddit.
Publicly.
I was under the impression that this was an email that was sent to us. But no, this was like public criticism.
Oh, yeah.
That's here. A whole other level of...
Would you like me to read it and then you can respond to it? Yes, I'll be... I'm Tryptofang.
Okay. All right. I'm going
like
to interrupt
this
you.
This is how Tryptofang talks.
Don't. Because he actually is a listener, and I don't want to seriously alienate our listeners.
It seems like we already have. Let me read it to you.
I mean, maybe. maybe.
This is from Tryptofang. What a dud of an episode.
Wow.
No, it's a dud.
Wow.
Who uses dud anymore? What's up with your obsession on kink shaming? I agree that some... Have you listened to the episode before? Like, it's kind of our bag, man.
It's like, that's my whole thing.
It's not that, so, I mean, the underlying current is feet are great and everything else is dumb.
I'm never going to kink, I'm going to kind of kink shame you foot fetishes.
You kink shame us all.
What the fuck is wrong
Everyone
with you?
Everyone gets kink shamed.
But, like.
I agree that some fetishes are pretty horrific. Anything involves children, for example. I'm glad you told us that example. I wouldn't have known otherwise.
No. I appreciate that our listeners always feel like they need to.
They need to be reminded sometimes. But if they don't have anything to do with feet, why discuss them on your podcast that allegedly focuses on that particular body part? Because it's our fucking podcast.
Listen, there is... We're going to talk about other things. I just talked about going to the Walmart Garden Center. Am I not allowed to talk about that? Because like I walked there on my feet.
We'll save that for the Walmart Fetish podcast.
We're going to talk about other things. We're going to talk about things that don't involve, like, exactly foot fetish, right? Like, I mean, we talk about, you know, subscribe to the Patreon. Like, that's about foot fetish, but it's not like, you know, I don't know.
Your overtly judgmental stance on things that you find odd and different is a major turnoff.
I love it when men use that phrase. I love it when men are like, oh, that's such a turnoff. Like, good, I'm not trying to turn you on. Fuck off. Holy shit. And this is not necessarily directed at you, Tryptofang.
Just the term in
but
general.
But like the term in general, like Ramon used that once upon a time.
That was a mistake.
There was this lady that had ideations about Ramon. She had her eyes on you, and I was very, very critical of her.
That's a good word, too.
I would, I'd be like, oh, that girl was put, and he was like, oh, that's such a turnoff when you talk about her like that. And I was like, well, good. Fuck you. I'm not trying to turn you on. Oh, it's a turnoff. What's a turnoff when you're flirting with this other lady, Ramon?
I feel like I'm catching shrapnel here that I don't need
to
catch.
You know what?
Let's direct it back at Tryptofang.
Well, you use that terminology.
I'm going to reread his first.
Listen. If I'm recording a clip for you,
yeah,
like if I'm recording a trample clip for my good buddy Terry, who I love so much, recording a trample clip for Terry, I'm trying to turn Terry on.
That's right.
Fuck yeah, Terry. I'm going to try and turn you on. And if you're like, oh, you did something that's a turnoff, I'm going to be like, well, I'll try not to do that in the next
clip that I record for you.
But if I'm recording a podcast.
That's right. A free
podcast. I'm not trying to really titillate anybody. If I do, I'm thrilled, yeah, and you're welcome and enjoy, but I'm not really trying to. Like, we're here, like, Ramon didn't start recording this podcast to be like a sexy feed. Come and touch my sexy feed. No. Like, this is not phone sex. This is not me just trying to be like sexy. Mm-hmm. This is us like having an actual conversation.
Right. Normalizing
so, like,
the fetish.
I don't know. I know that's just a throwaway phrase that a lot of dudes use. Oh, it's such a turnoff.
But let's try to get that out of our vernacular. Phrase.
I hate that so much.
Because it may shock you, the world doesn't revolve around your boner.
The world doesn't revolve around your dick.
That's right. I'm going to reread this phrase because then it goes into the next one.
All right, cool.
Your overtly judgmental stance on things that you find odd and different is a major turnoff. There's already enough hate in the world. Belle, you're causing hate in the world. How dare you? No
My
need.
Overtly judgmental stance. I'm not kink shaming Black Lives Matter here. I'm not like trying to go, there's so much hate in the world. Like, I'm kink shaming, you know, like
guys
weirdos
that like dead girls.
Like, yeah.
I'd say that's a good thing for kink shaming.
A dude who's like turned on by a chick with a toe tag on. Like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and kink shame that. We were just talking about that the other night.
We were talking about that.
The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Has anybody seen that movie? It started out really good and it ended really terribly. Anyway, and Ramon was like, oh, that girl was so hot. Not that I'm into toe tags or anything. And I'm like, and I straight up kink shamed him on the couch for like fucking 10 minutes.
She did.
This is what I do, guys. God, this is what I do.
No need to add more hate if there's a weird kink involving consenting adults. Well, guess what?
Here's the thing,
Tryptofang. People need to be judged.
Because if you consent to something, it's beyond reproach, right? If everyone consents to it, then it can't possibly be like looked at critically or anything like that.
This is indicative of a bigger problem in our society right now, that no one can be judged at all. Everyone has to be accepted exactly as they mm-hmm. are. Well, guess mm-hmm. what? I think that's a problem. Because then you end up with like huge, gross conventions that don't need to be in the
and
public eye.
And you end up with men who like choke women to death and get away with it because they sit in the courtroom and say, oh, well, she wanted it. She consented to it. She told me she wanted to be choked and I choked her and she died and it was an accident. Oh, well. And then this has happened. This has happened repeatedly.
Of course it has.
It's the rough sex defense.
Oh, yeah.
It happens.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, like, just because people quote unquote consent to something.
I'm not saying
and consent is often, you know, coerced or like whatever.
It's, yeah.
And I mean, women consent to things because women, oh my God, we're going off on this. Women consent to things because, you know, we women are groomed from childhood, from fucking infancy to be subservient to men, to like let men do whatever they want to us. Mm. Like, yep, okay. Like, sure, yeah, fuck me in my ass and choke me until I black out. And like,
God. The Foot Fetish Podcast. Fuck the patriarchy.
I just.
Point I'm getting at is consenting adults can do what they want, but you're not free of reproach. You never, ever.
Mean you, don't
you can
need
always
to look
be
at
judged.
Yourself critically.
Right. This is a problem. People
I'm
lack
not,
critical thinking and critical observation.
I'm truthfully not saying that, like, you can't enjoy what you enjoy.
You're always going to enjoy what you
Go
enjoy.
Go ahead. I'm saying that, like, if you can't look at it from a critical lens and be like, why do I enjoy what I enjoy? Like,
you should always question everything, like, including things about yourself.
From the most vanilla thing, like, not even a kink. Like, if you prefer a shaved pussy.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that's just your personal preference.
Sure.
But your personal preference evolves from somewhere.
Right.
Your personal preference evolves from we live in a society. We live in a society.
In a world.
Where we fetishize youth. And we...
Oh, this is getting gross.
We eroticize youth. So, like, we fetishize that we want women's vulvas to look youthful, and we fetishize, like, this youth culture, and it, like, okay, you're gonna say, like, oh, well, that's not why I enjoy a shaved pussy, but, like, but it is, though, because there's no other reason. Like, listen, I enjoy a shaved pussy, too, but, like, I need to be able to look at that critically and be, like, okay, why do I enjoy that? Like, it's clearly not just, like, whoops, whatever, it's just what I like. You like it for a reason, and, like...
I just don't like hair in my mouth.
I mean, neither do I, but I also don't like shaved balls.
Yeah.
So, go figure.
That's fair. I mean, listen, I'm not that particular about shaved or unshaved pussy.
You are, but I'm a foot guy. You are particular about shaved or unshaved legs, though.
Correct.
And that's the same thing. Like,
why do I
grown
like
adult women have hair on their legs.
Right.
They just do. It's natural.
Yeah, it's a natural thing that happens.
Little children have less hair on their legs. Mm-hmm. So... The visual of a woman who is hairless from the waist down is inherently childlike. What? Listen. I'm not saying don't shave your legs. I shave my legs. I shave my pussy. But, like, this is me looking critically at something that I specifically am in favor of. This is me looking critically.
I think there's something to that. It's not even that, oh, you prefer children. It's that you prefer youthful. And I don't think there's... I think that's a natural... and I'm treading a line here.
You are.
I think that's a natural instinct of people to want someone who's younger, who's more virile. I think it's an instinct. I'm not saying children. Mm. I'm saying, oh, someone who's in their 18, 19, 20s.
You know that 18, 19, 20 year olds all have pubic hair, right?
I gotcha.
Like, women start. We don't know.
I'm not saying it's a logical thought. I'm saying it's a. And I'm not saying it's necessarily a good thing either. But
I have an article that I can send you. It's about America's pedophile culture.
Oh.
About how we eroticize, like, not just youth, not just like, oh, she's young so she can bear lots of children, but like actual.
Interesting.
Like,
yes, I would
really,
like to read that.
really young.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, I will send it to you. Anyway.
So, back to tryptophan.
Anyway, this is just me. This has been my little tirade about, holy shit, we're fucking going off. It's really early. And I feel like I'm not making a ton of sense because I'm also but I feel like I just went on this unnecessary tirade about pubic hair. But it was necessary because I'm trying to explain to you that, like, looking critically at something that gives you a boner.
I'm going to switch.
Isn't inherently awful. I'm not being like, holy shit, you're the worst person ever because you get off on a shaved pussy. Like, I do too. But, like, why do we all get off on a shaved pussy? That being said, I don't understand dudes who are into big hairy bush, but I have a certain appreciation for dudes who are into big hairy bush.
Right,
because I'm like, you're on the level. You're on the level to some degree. It's not my thing, but I dig it. Mm-hmm. I dig it.
It's a very 70s thing.
No, and it's like, okay, you like women for being women. You're not fetishizing this youthfulness, this, like, extreme youthfulness.
You are not. So shifting your ire back to tryptophan, here's
the
next bit.
Sorry, shifting my ire from myself.
I love female feet. My bonus predilection is a female with a foot injury. I don't have a cast fetish per se. A hottie sporting a foot swathed in bandages or encased in a splint arouses me more than a fiberglass or plaster cast. The thing is, though, the attraction to foot-injured females inexplicably developed along with my garden-variety foot fetish. They just happened, and they started at a very young age, at least as early as 5 years old. I didn't ask for these fetishes or preferences. I didn't make a conscious effort to, as you say, fetishize feet or feet that are injured. Moreover, I don't like seeing people in pain or getting injured. It's been strictly visual. You're getting awful defensive there, pal. Again, you should look critically. Why that turns you on.
Okay, so you...
Do you like mummies?
This started very young, when you were 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry. I was looking for that article. I can't find it right now. How far did we get? I'm sorry.
Do I have to reread?
No. We got to when... Okay, so you developed this when you were 5. As early as 5. So, I'm not... Clearly, this is something that But like, we're exposed to society earlier than five.
Yes.
Right? Like, we're exposed to like culture and, you know, TV and movies. And like, maybe there was like some, I don't know. I don't know where a fetish like that comes from. But I know that like, I had certain predilections at age five as well. And those certain predilections were definitely, definitely influenced by me being, you know, a female child in American society. I want to point out that the article that I was talking about is by Alison Gray. Alison is spelled A-L-I-C-E-N. And it's called You've Heard of Rape Culture, But Have You Heard of Pedophile Culture? It was published in Feminist Current. And I just sent a copy of it to Ramon, and he's going to read it later. And it's real fucking smart. Anyway, so like, just because you developed a fetish at 5 years old doesn't mean that it wasn't influenced by society or societal. Like, right. I mean,
what do we remember at five?
Fetishes
you don't remember
don't
anything.
Exist in a vacuum.
Right.
No matter, except we talk a lot about, you know, how foot fetishes are like biological, how they're in your brain, right?
Right.
How it's just like a crossed wire. And maybe this is too. Maybe your fixation on casts is also. I will say this. You know how I never do any research for
yes.
the podcast?
Yes, I'm no.
I fucking read an interview.
An interview,
in
you say?
Vice, guys. I read a fucking Vice interview, and I hate Vice. I read an interview in Vice with a cast fetishist. And he, like our listener, Fang?
Tryptofang. You've already forgotten.
Like our listener, Tryptofang, like our very critical listener, Tryptofang. Yeah. He you know, he made a point to say, I don't want to see women with their feet smashed. I don't want to hurt women. But he kept coming back to what he was into about it was that he kept saying things like helpless and immobilized and like, maybe that's not it. It was more like he's like, oh, I want to help her with things. I want to help
sure,
her.
Sure, it
house.
Might be coming from a nice place.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe it comes from a nice place, but it still is like you want a woman who is to some degree reliant on you. You want a woman who is to some degree maybe can't like get away. You know, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is about this.
We're not saying you can't have this fetish or enjoy what you're looking at. We're just saying look at it critically.
And I'm not even saying that
look at it objectively.
I'm not saying that you have to look at your fetish critically.
You don't really
Whatever.
Have to. You live your life.
You jerk off to what you want to jerk off to. But like, I'm going to look at things critically because that's what I do.
Correct.
That's like my whole thing.
It's true.
I look at myself critically. I used to let dudes like fucking brutalize me. In bed.
Right.
Like I literally fucked me in the ass and choked me until I black out. I had a dude do that, like choke me until I lost consciousness. And I was fine with that. I would not be fine with that now because I'm not 22 and I've grown and I've matured and I looked critically at why I was allowing men to do things to me in that way. And I don't allow that anymore because I realized that it was coming from a place of like basically self-harm and you know that it was not coming from a healthy place, that it wasn't coming from a constructive place. And I don't know, I looked critically at something that got me off, that I was aroused by,
right?
And I, you know, like I can look critically at something that gets me off, you know. It's like you don't have to, but that's what I do. That's my thing,
and that's why we're here.
And that's why we're here.
You seem to be running low on compelling content for your podcast. We do say that every week, so that's nothing new.
Like, literally
say that.
Tryptofang. Yeah, we are. I say that literally every week.
Yeah.
I say, hey, guys, I think this might be it. Like, we're out of foot content. I can't think of it. Like, and honestly, Ramon is fucking pulling this thing. He's like one of those strong men pulling a truck by the teeth.
That's me.
Like, I'm over here like, well, we talked about feet last episode. I can't think of a single goddamn other thing to talk about feet. Like, we talked about soles. We talked about shoes. That's it.
You're
done.
Good. You're good.
But
to
Ramon
go.
Is over here like, well, what if we talked about like...
Well, I have been...
We talked about like... Okay, so this episode, we're going to do the big toe.
I forgot about that.
The little toe, canonically known as the one that went wee, all the way home. We're focusing just on the little toe. Guys, how hard is it to paint that little toe's toenail? It's super tough, right? Hey,
you're giving away some free content right now. We got to save that for the next episode. So he seems to think we're running low on content.
We totally are.
I have a few ideas for some episodes that I think would be great for your particular audience.
Great, fantastic.
Hold your horses there.
What?
I'm hesitant to offer them because I'd want to contribute to the discussion with some of my experiences. But I doubt there would be a mention or two about my foot injury.
He said no doubt there would be a mention or two.
Well, yeah. You keep bringing it
up. Listen, do you remember the guy who wrote in? Who was the guy who wrote in a few episodes ago? And he had this, like, it was this long, long thing about, like, giving his stepsister a back massage and his stepsister, sitting on him. And
he like, tread a line the whole time.
He spent half the time being like, I don't know about this, dude. This dude's about to fuck his stepsister. This is like a fucking letter to Penthouse. I don't know about this. She's really young. Like, I spent half of that goddamn...
That kept us on the edge of our seat. That
like,
was interesting.
I was like, is this going to go too far? And I kink-shamed that guy a lot. And then I was like, you know what? I apologize. I shouldn't have kink-shamed you. I jumped the gun and I shouldn't kink-shamed you because it didn't wind up going where I was afraid it was going to go. Listen, man... Everybody gets king shamed around here.
Everybody.
Have you heard me talk to Ramon? And like, I legitimately am married to this guy. And like,
but no doubt there would be a mention or two about my foot injury predilection, and being kink shamed every damn time doesn't appeal to me. I enjoy your podcast for the most part.
Thanks, Trictofang.
Hey, you know what? I enjoy your email for the most part.
This is not a compliment sandwich. This is like a compliment open face sandwich where I enjoy your podcast for the most part is the bread. And all the rest of it is like, there's like so much tuna on this tuna melt. It's just so much. There's just so much tuna. The tuna is the criticism.
There's no sacred cows on this podcast.
Yes, exactly.
Everyone goes under the microscope.
Everyone goes under the king shame microscope.
Because that's why we're here. Because we're grown-ass adults that shouldn't be so goddamn defensive about what gets us off. Because we have to own that as human beings that, listen, this is what gets me off. Why does that get me off? Are there any problems with that getting me off? And guess what? We're going to kink shame you,
like,
too.
Right? If you don't
get to avoid the fire because you might get your feelings hurt.
Wow. If you, like, you know, my boyfriend in college get off on choking a woman, why is that?
Why?
What about choking a woman and, like, potentially really harming a woman give you a boner? Like, right?
Right. We're here to explore the fetish and all the different facets of the fetish, which means asking that hard question, why?
And, like...
And why isn't always comfortable? Why sometimes leads you down a dark road? And if you're getting really defensive, that makes me wonder.
Mm. Like, to his point about, like, why are we talking about other fetishes when this is supposed to be a foot fetish podcast? As you astutely guessed here, we're low on content, my friend.
Yeah, I mean,
and
listen.
And apparently, Tryptofang has great ideas that he's not going to share with us.
Great ideas that are apparently all about foot injuries.
That's fine. You don't have to share them with us.
You don't.
You start your own podcast. I don't know. I don't have a foot fetish, right?
That is correct.
But I also don't have a hentai inflation fetish. So kind of they're not really on the same level for me, but they're sort of on the same level for me, right?
Yeah.
It's something that other people get off on that I don't get off on. So like talking about other fetishes I think is really interesting. And I think as evidenced by the past half hour, like people who have foot fetishes also have other fetishes.
They do.
And maybe those are related. Like I think we're going to get into the Fs in the fetish.
We shall see.
We're going to. And we're going to talk about foot fetishes. We're also going to talk about farting.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Actually, I don't think that's on Clips for Sale.
What?
I don't recall. It might be too close to poo. They've removed everything having to do with, what's it called? I know what the vomiting one is, but what's the...
Immediophilia.
Yeah, that's vomiting. I forget what the... But anyway, no...
Fecalphilia?
Yeah, none of that. None of it's allowed. Not even close to it.
Okay. So fair. So we're not maybe. So maybe we'll talk about farting. Maybe we'll talk about frogs.
Let's finish off this.
Do you have a frog fetish? I'm interested.
Let's finish off this man's predilection for predilection words and predilection email. And
write in if you have a frog fetish.
I enjoy your podcast for the most part. I love the dynamic between you two.
Thank you.
And as I mentioned during Bell's soul Instagram live session.
Are you calling me out for not doing more Instagram
live
sessions?
That is
what
he's doing.
That was such a pain in the ass. Like, we had to just, we had to have like two different cameras. It was, I didn't like it. It was complicated.
I dig that you're both so articulate.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're well spoken.
Is that, that's it?
That's us.
That's it?
That's the end.
Thank you, Tryptofang. I appreciate the,
I do appreciate criticism.
I really appreciate the criticism. We are running out of ideas. I'm not going to stop kink shaming. And
here's the thing. Unless we get ideas, it'll be all kink shaming.
It's going to be all kink shaming.
All the time.
If there's no foot-related content.
Guess what?
That it's just going to be all
guess what,
like,
fuckos?
It's going to be all
you're
like,
under the firing range. That's a thing people say.
Oh, people are into fire, too.
Oh, yeah.
There are people who are like turned on by fire.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's not. Fire is interesting.
What's that called? What's that called?
Oh,
that's
I don't
a
know.
Specific.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it's called. We'll find it eventually.
Now I'm thinking about all the fetishes that we're going to get.
So that's
into.
Our feedback segment this week, folks.
That's our feedback.
We'll get to the rest of you next week. We're going to take a little.
I'm sorry. That was a whole fucking journey that we had to take.
I feel like it was an important one that we had to take.
Listen.
We owe it to Tryptofang.
It was really, truly our first piece of. Critical feedback.
That's not to say you shouldn't send critical feedback.
No,
please do,
because
God knows
because
we're critical of
as
you.
As I've said, let's look at things critically.
That's right.
But you know,
well, that's not our first piece. But technically, the first piece was someone I forget his name who told me to stop burping. But there wasn't a whole email about me burping.
No, I mean we all agree on that.
How dare
we
you?
We all agree that
well,
you need
I've
to stop
stopped.
Burping.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good. I appreciate it.
But now I'm going to take a break so I can burp it all out, and we'll be right back after a word. From Stavros. After a single word from Stavros. We'll be right back.
Hey there. It's Belle from the Foot Fetish Podcast and Ramon Faithful. After a long evening of recording this damn podcast, one of my favorite things to do is to use a human couch's face as a footstool for my big, smelly size 10 feet that, or sit on their face wearing jeans, whatever makes me the most comfortable. I'm not really concerned about their comfort. And there's only one place you can see me use my various human couches, RamonFaithful.com. With over 700 clips featuring smelly foot smothering, and guys, I've been under these feet, they're not nice. Full weight face sitting, and guys, I've been under these asses, it's not easy. And cozy human sofas. We are the number one store on clips for sale in foot smother and human furniture. RamonFaithful.com, putting feet on faces since 2008.
Thank you, Stavros. That is my name. Welcome back, everyone. We've returned triumphantly from doing nothing. We didn't even take a break. She could have peed. She didn't.
We didn't.
We sat here.
I took a sip of soda, and then I started
we're bad
reading
at
that essay that I was reading, trying
She's
to.
She's handing me her phone, which means I must plug it in.
I was handing you my phone silently so that you could plug it in without like making a big stink about it, but here you are. Here you are. You just burped. We just got done talking. No, you burped before me.
Yeah, then
you totally burped before me.
Well, I don't like to plug it. There we go. All right. Plug in your. You know, it's fine. I'll talk off mic. It's cool.
I'm sorry. I'm reading your emails.
Stop reading your emails.
Who's Mike guy?
He is.
Oh, he's getting a clip.
Yeah, he orders customs from us. He's awesome.
Hey, Mike guy. We love Do you him. Listen to the podcast?
Hey, speaking of ordering clips from us, have you joined the Patreon? Did you know you could see live footage of Belle's boots and any number
oh
of
Oh, my God.
Or of her socks or of
Belle's
her bare feet.
Boots.
As it gets warmer, these are going to turn bare. You also get free clips and other free stuff, free mini clips. If you don't know, on the Patreon, sometimes when I get out of the shower, when we get out of the shower, Belle foot smothers me because she wants a place to sit and rest her feet. I record it almost every time, and I throw it only on the Patreon.
I
that
did
only
a
exists
fun
there.
Thing the other day.
What'd you do?
That remember when we got out of the shower and you laid down on the bed, and I was like
bracing myself against the dresser.
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't, like, putting my full weight on you. I was, like, sort of, like...
Just... She was kind of standing on my face. We didn't record that, though.
No, we should have. That would be a good... We'll see. Wow. I have to shave my legs because we fetishize youth in our culture.
Oh, my God. Enough of that. So on to the topic this week. Mm. So join the Patreon. Don't be shitheads. Don't be tryptophanks.
What else do you go?
That's our new...
I
can't do that. Tryptophan's fine.
Maybe Tryptophan subscribe to the Patreon.
I feel like he'd have brought that up.
Yeah, right?
He was throwing out shade as much as he could. But, you know, if you're going to man up and send criticisms, why don't you man up...
Sack up.
...and pay so we can continue this wonderful podcast. Because we don't do it for free.
You gotta have that big dick energy. Is that still something that the youths say?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you could say big dick energy is...
That's what you need. And you gotta go throw those $10 down on that Patreon.com.
It's just $10. Come on, what, do you not have $10?
Right. That's embarrassing. Ugh. So, here's the topic this week. Talk Week was Celebrity Top 5.
Topic.
It's really Celebrity Feet. But it's really
your top 5 Celebrity Feet.
Right.
I am so fucking interested. I actually, now here's something that I did this week.
Go on.
Because we had like a long period of time between the podcasts. I actually went on to Foot Fetish Podcast, the subreddit.
Yeah.
And I read a couple of responses.
Oh, look at you.
On the
you should
topic.
Have responded to some of those. You need a fetish account.
I have a fetish account. I never use it.
You're tryptophan. What a twist. It was you. If only.
Listen.
That would be great.
Listen. Another thing, and this is interesting.
Is it? That's good.
What I'm interested in about Tryptophan's fetish,
yes,
is he's into like the plaster and the toes being exposed.
It seemed like he was more into bandages. I think he said
the
that.
The bandages. Okay.
I'm pretty sure we read
because
that.
I feel like if it was just that, then you'd be into like open toe heels or like socks with holes in them. I'm kind of into socks with holes in them. I think
me too.
Like the cute little holy socks, like the deliberately holy socks, the toes sticking out. I think that's really cute.
Oh, those. You mean like the yoga socks?
No, I mean like just socks that have been worn a lot and have holes in the toes.
See,
sticking
I like
out.
Them like, because they have potential like, to smell. The person's maybe a little. I don't want to say trashy, but you know what I mean.
I'm thinking like crust punk. Oh. Like straight up gutter punk, girls with dreadlocks.
I've known a lot of girls like that, socks. Yeah.
You don't know girls like that.
I do. I hung around people that were of the punk culture and the skater culture, and that's kind of the thing.
I don't think you know what gutter punk means. I don't think you and I are talking about
I know what gutter balls are, and you're throwing one right now.
Well, just because you don't understand... I hung out with a lot of people who were into ska culture. What the fuck are you talking
ska.
About?
I didn't say ska. I never said ska. But that was also true. Anyway, I'm continuing on.
This is your daily reminder that Ramon is deeply uncool.
I am the coolest. Now,
oh my God.
I'm not cool at all. I still wear cargo shorts. Now, we asked all of you, hey, send us your top five celebrities, because I'm always interested.
Top five celebrities.
I picked some of my celebrities that I like. I don't have a particular top five, but just ones that I'm like, oh, I always keep coming back to these. Mm-hmm. But we're going to read yours first, and I have photo examples for our patrons.
Good.
Another reason to join Patreon.
Because I'm sitting here, and I'm like, my phone is charging, and I have no idea what Scarlett Johansson's feet look like.
I made sure to put everyone on here for the most part.
Good.
There's a few I didn't. I'll explain why, probably because I'm,
uh-oh.
You know. Anyway. Uh-oh. No, nobody picked any young kids.
Okay, cool.
It wasn't I'm way into, I don't know.
Fucking Punky Brewster's feet. Although I bet she's got really nice feet now.
She does now.
She's a grown-ass woman.
She has really nice feet. Big feet, too.
Blossom, too. What's her name?
Oh, shoot.
I follow her on Instagram. I can't remember
Mayim
her name.
Mayim Bialik.
That's the one.
She has nice feet as well.
She does.
But I didn't bring her up here.
Wow.
I just did. Whatever. Shut up. So Mad Piper, our dearest Mad Piper.
Mad Piper.
Who's the maddest Piper
of them
all.
He of the missing fingers, but still being incredibly musically talented.
He did. He wrote us a private email I got to share with you. It wasn't super interesting for the podcast, but it was like just showing us pictures of his stuff and him playing some stuff. It was pretty cool.
What?
Yeah.
How are you not?
Because I forget.
Ramon doesn't
listen,
share
time
this shit
means
with
nothing.
Me.
I'm still unemployed other than like fetish clips. So here we go. Mad Piper. Okay. Wow. This took a lot of thought.
Okay.
More than I originally anticipated, but here are my top five.
I love that Mad Piper's sitting here, just like...
it's fun to think about.
Slowly, quietly, contemplatively playing his bagpipe and just thinking about fucking Scarlett Johansson's feet.
I know. Okay, so...
All right, go.
I'll read what he says, and then we'll look at pictures.
Okay,
so we have a flow to this.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, she took top spot because her feet are what I would consider ideal, quote unquote. They're just incredibly beautiful. I have seen pics where I could have even used the word flawless.
All right.
I'm inclined to agree.
I have never seen Scarlett Johansson's feet because she didn't. Oh, those are beautiful.
They are, and she's beautiful.
Those are beautiful. Well, she didn't show them in Ghost World, and that's the only thing I've ever seen Scarlett Johansson in.
If you pay for the patron, of course, you're going to see these immediately right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, I'm still going to share an album because, look, we love all our listeners, yeah, even the ones that don't man up and pay us. Like they should.
Right.
But we'll still have an album that you can click through. So you have something to wear.
Those are really nice feet. What size is she?
She is nine. Nine and a half, I
believe.
Those
do not look like nine and a half. Those look small.
Here's another one of her. Some of them I have two, some of them I don't.
Is she short? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's fairly short.
That's nice. Is that from that movie I've never seen?
Probably. Because have you seen it?
Then
probably not.
The only movie I've ever
seen
her
in. Have you
seen that movie? Well, it's not from Ghost World.
Well, then you haven't seen it. I don't know what the movie this is from, but she has great feet.
Yeah.
A lot of these pictures are soul pictures because it's me, mm-hmm. and that's what I like mm-hmm. to look for. Shout out to r/celebrity souls again.
For real, right?
And also big shout out to WikiFeet, which we all know, this is nothing new, but it's just such a good site, and it's such a wonderful time to be alive as a foot fetishist, because in the old days, you had to hope that someone had a picture of Tia Carrere or Kirsten Dunst or Linda right. Cardellini. That would just happen to be on Celebrity Soul Archive.
Kirsten Dunst. Oh, are these your tops?
There's some
Kirsten
of my tops.
Dunst?
Anyway, so there's Scarlett Johansson. Wonderful feet, as you can see in both of these pictures. Next one. Kaylee Cuoco.
Cuoco?
Cuoco. I forget how to pronounce her name. I never heard it.
She's so beautiful.
She really is.
She's so super cute. I watched the first season of The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
No, listen.
Let's just get real, like, balls deep into The Big Bang Theory.
It's still funny. I mean,
I think it's
full of references
okay
instead of jokes sometimes, but I don't necessarily hate that.
No, and what's his name? The guy who plays the main guy, the little guy from Roseanne? Yeah. He's, like, super hot. You know they had to dress him in extra layers because he's actually secretly super jacked?
Yeah.
And they had to make him look like a nerd, and they're like, wow, your rippling biceps are showing through this graphic tee. We need to put a sweater on you.
So, on to Kaylee. Which I always thought was Kelly for some reason, but it's clearly Kaylee.
Kaylee. I like the name Kaylee. I like that a lot.
So much drooling over these feet through the years watching Big Bang. Mm-hmm. So much great feet mm-hmm. content from her in the show.
Oh, hey, there you go, Ramon.
No, I know. I'm aware of that. Trust me, we're all aware of that.
No, I mean, but it's one of those things, like, if we watch that show, that's the kind, like, whenever we're watching a show or a movie and there's, like, a foot scene in it, I'm like, I look over at Ramon and I'm like, hey, this is fucking doing it for you.
And I'm like, yes, it is. She's that blonde next door type that I find so hot, and I bet her feet smell amazing. I'm sure they do. And yes, I'm into that type as well. Those are exclusively the models I hire when I can.
Mm. Yeah, I definitely get the crush on her.
So I have these in alphabetical order, which I thought would help me find them. Here we go. This is Kelly Q. There's one of her being super cute in the pose.
Aw, yeah.
Look how adorable
she is.
Look
at those.
Got a nice mirror action here.
What is going on with her jeans? They're like fucking bell bottoms.
Oh, I love jeans like that. Bell bottom and torn up at the bottom.
Ugh. I'm like despondent that bell bottoms are coming back into style.
And here's one
unhappy.
Of her from Big Bang Theory.
Cute.
She's always painting her toes on the show. So
yeah,
it's like
she is.
Size 9 feet. Size 9.
Oh, nice.
Bigger than I expected them to be. So that's fun.
Nice.
Moving on to number 3, Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne.
I had a huge thing for her and her feet for a long time. And there's a fun clip of her. She was on TRL.
Uh-huh.
And it was either a truth or dare situation, and someone dared her to smell someone's feet. So she found someone in the audience, took off her shoes and socks, and smelled
it.
No. Someone else was dared to do it, didn't do a good job, and then she did a better job of doing it,
okay.
I think. Something like that. So she's at least cool to be a fetishist.
Oh,
there's her feet.
She size was 7, I believe. For a while, she was married to that guy from Nickelback. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And they were like the king and queen of Canada.
They were, weren't they? That was weird.
Basically.
I forgot. I did this out of order. Avril Lavigne, Jeez O'Pete, how I have wanted to separate this chick from her smelly Converse.
I love that. That's
poetic. Her toes look so great no matter what choice or absence of polish. Plus, she seems the type that would be down for feet stuff, as I just explained.
Yeah, for sure.
She kind of is.
Yeah, she seems like kind of a weirdo.
She is. Moving on to number 4 on Mad Piper's list. And I'm sure these are actually in an order. He said they were. Claire Danes.
Well, wait a minute. Was this counting down? Should we have counted
down?
No.
He said she took the top spot.
Okay.
It doesn't
matter. Yeah, fair.
We're doing top
5.
It's all
good. I gotcha. Claire, we should have counted down.
It doesn't matter. Claire Danes. I've been in love with her feet since My So-Called Life days.
I was so in love with her on My So-Called Life.
Why the hell did they cancel it after one season?
I had such a fucking crush on her. Holy shit.
Her feet are a nice size and her soles look so soft and supple. She is a huge.
I believe was barefoot most of the time in Stardust. Remember when Stardust, when she played the Fallen Star? I want to say she was barefoot because she probably didn't have shoes, but I might be wrong about that. It's been a long time since I saw that movie.
Here's Claire Danes for you.
Mm.
Very.
Oh my gosh, she's gorgeous. So picture. She is. Fun fact that I also always like to bring up: she is married to the guy who played Will Graham on
Will
Hannibal.
Graham.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're one of my favorite. Like I have two celebrity couples that I enjoy. It's them and what's his name? That guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What's that guy's name? The guy who's married to Joanna
Sandberg.
Newsom. Yeah, he's married to Joanna Newsom.
He is. You talk about that all the time.
I talk about it constantly.
All the
constantly.
Time. It's a little embarrassing. So
I love them.
Number five, Bridget Wilson. I think it's Bridget or Bridget.
Bridget.
That
name.
She was in Billy Madison. Is how you'll recognize her.
Was she like the
this teacher? She was the teacher.
Wait.
Bridget Wilson.
Not Miss Lippy.
Not Miss Lippy.
I've got...
Veronica Vaughn.
Fetish just for Miss Lippy.
She's fun. Another one of many 90s crushes. 90s were so much fun. The first time I saw a pic of her gorgeous size 11, my jaw dropped. There's a scene in a campy comedy called Just Visiting where she is in the pose on top of a desk wearing tan nylons. Oh, my God. Talk about instantaneous wood.
Oh, my God.
And let me pull her up. I didn't find that picture, but I did find one of my favorite of her, which is here.
Oh, wow.
And that's her. That's her big, big feet.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm having a hard time picturing her outside of Billy Madison.
Oh, she's been in other things, but you may have seen him, but
I don't
knows?
Think I've ever seen her in anything else.
It's probable not. I mean, who knows?
Let's talk about the fact that we quote Billy Madison literally every single day, like constantly.
Stop looking at me, Swan. It's one of my favorite quotable movies.
Great, grand.
Wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
Like constantly.
That Veronica Vaughn is one piece of ace.
I was reading an article the other day. The guy who, you remember this, the sketch where Chris Farley was a Chippendales?
Yes.
There's been a lot of criticism, apparently, of that sketch, saying that it was mean to Chris Farley. That
it was
was
so
like,
nice to him.
Like,
I mean, that's the joke.
That's the joke.
But it's not.
No, that saying that it was like body shaming Chris Farley, that it was making, like, but honestly... Honestly, as a woman who's kind of into that type,
yeah,
like
did it for you,
I love that sketch, and I think that Chris Farley looked super hot. Mm-hmm. And at the end, when the dude's like, "No, we got to give it to you. You're got a great body. You're totally sexy." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." I'm like legitimately into that. Like,
it was fun. That's a really fun sketch.
Like, but yeah, apparently the guy who wrote that sketch and was in charge of it was on Howard Stern, King Shame Howard Stern. Was on Howard Stern recently, and he had to defend that sketch, saying that, like, you know, it wasn't actually shaming Chris Farley, that it wasn't,
right.
Like, you know, people have said that that sketch was, like, contributed to Chris Farley's death, that
no.
It was, like, I know,
other
I
than,
know.
Like, him needing the energy to do it, when he took a bunch of cocaine. Like, give me a break. Dude, I gotta show you his David Letterman entrance. It's the most, like, you won't think, oh, this is just an entrance, but it's the most fun I've had watching Chris Farley, because... the amount of energy he has, and it goes on for so long, you'll love it. It will make you happy and sad that he is gone.
Oh.
Happy, not happy that he's gone. Happy for him.
I love Chris Farley.
He was the best. Back to Mad Piper. There are so many more.
Mad Piper is super into Chris.
It was
Farley's
really, won't stop really hard to narrow it down. Glad it wasn't a top five Instagram foot models. Yeah, there's just so many.
That would be a whole other thing.
All five need to be Belle.
I know.
While I would end up making the correct choice, it would be hard to decide between the lovely Belle and Avery from Avery's World for top spot. Speaking of Instagram foot models with lovely feet, have you all checked out Feet of Neola? Odin's beard, her soles are uniquely... Amazingly unique. So
unique,
long,
huh? I don't know. One time somebody called my face unique. And,
unique New York.
I'm kind of not a fan.
Oh, shit. I lost my...
Oh, you've got such a unique face.
Who is this? Let's see.
Feet of Neola.
I've never seen them in my perusal. There's Painty Toes. We love her.
Oh, she's so cute.
She's wonderful. She made a clip for us, which was awesome. It's Feet of Neola.
This is Ramon not knowing how to use Instagram.
Feet of Neola. There it is. Let's have a peek. Okay.
Oh, she's like oily.
Wait a minute.
Do you follow her?
No, I don't.
What are you wait a minuteing?
Because she looks similar to someone who just made a clip for us, but no. No, there's somebody else that made a clip for us. I think.
Oily
wait.
Feet.
Yeah. She hasn't made a clip for us. There's someone who looks very similar.
Oh, my God. You got to get your shit together. If someone has made a clip for you, you definitely
although she
should,
because there's a lot
you
of...
You definitely should follow them.
There's a lot of feet on face content here.
Oh, my God. Look at that guy's sweater. That's nuts.
Sweater. It's a nice sweater.
No, it's like...
So that's Feet of Neola. Go check it out. She's great.
Those are big.
They are big.
Ugh, but they're European, so what is 44? What does that mean?
Big.
Okay. Big-ish. If you say so. I don't know what that means.
It's all good. So thanks. Thanks, Mad Piper. On
thank
to,
you.
This one, you know what? I'm going to save him for the end because okay. His is interesting. Warwick.
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 Or Warwick. It's Warwick Davis is how he pronounces
his
name.
It's very nice of him to write in all the time.
No, I'm just saying Warwick is how Warwick Davis pronounces his name.
Took a while to figure out who would be in my top five, but WikiFeed is a great resource as well as Instagram. I tend to look up many when I see an actress on screen, and I'm curious if their feet are as gorgeous as their attitude.
God, that's literally Ramon constantly.
I try not to, and I know.
Like, you
I
do
know,
it all the time.
You know, whenever I whip out my phone after someone has come on who's a little track, you know what I'm looking up, and
whenever
I feel very
ashamed. Whenever you have, like,
a
weird amount of information, like, there's this show that we watch that's, like, for toddlers, and there's this lady on it, and Ramon, I know, has looked for pictures
I
of
have
her
not.
Feet.
I have not.
Really?
Yeah, out of respect for her. Although I'm certain she has great feet. She has very nice hands.
Because you, like, at one point were like, oh, yeah, the production of this, like, they're shooting out of, like, you knew, like, a weird fact about it.
Maybe I did.
And I was like, Ramon, are you creeping on Ms. Rachel's
feet? The answer's always
feet?
Yes. Listen, and sometimes I'll wait, like, someone attractive will come on screen, and I'll be like... I'll just wait. I'll wait like a weird amount
you don't
of time.
Be too
and then
obvious.
I'll pick up the phone and start doing it, but you'll still catch me.
Of
you'll
course.
Still catch me every time. Like, fucking gross
I
ass.
Know what you're doing. We
you're,
all know what you're
a dick.
Doing.
I tend to look up many blah, blah, blah. Okay. My personal list is as follows. Number one, Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
I'm not a fan of Emma Stone.
I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm a fan of her, sometimes I'm not. Her feet are big. They're 8.5.
What have I seen her in?
You've seen her in that movie.
She was
Super
in that.
Bad. You've seen.
Oh,
her
I didn't
in...
like that.
She's been in a bunch of things. She's gonna be in that new Cruella movie.
She was. In... Oh yeah, that looks okay. She was in that zombie movie.
So like,
oh.
She's gorgeous. But I'm weird about
her
feet.
Weird.
Her feet seem off to me, and I'm not.
No,
listen,
no,
I,
those look like really
not,
nice
wrong
feet.
One. That's a different Emma. So that's Emma Stone.
Those look like really nice feet.
They're
it's
nice.
Just,
there's something off
this
about them
photo's
for me.
Weird. I think they're edited weird in this photo. They
yeah,
look like
maybe.
Photoshopped or something. They look weirdly
but I like
flat.
Emma Stone. I go back and forth about her as an actor, but more often than not, I do like her. Emma Watson.
Who's Emma Stone reminds me of Lindsay Lohan in a weird way.
This is
I bet Lindsay Lohan has great feet.
Emma Watson is gorgeous, but I can't not picture her as Hermione. And I can't not picture her as a child, so I'm not a. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I understand why people
yeah,
are attracted
absolutely.
To her,
she's
but
gorgeous.
I can't get past that in my brain.
Is it the fact that she looks like what's the name of that guy? That atheism guy.
What?
You know the guy? Oh,
Richard Dawkins.
Yeah, that she looks like Richard Dawkins.
No, I haven't. Didn't even
have
think
you never
of that. No, that's oh god.
Have you never Googled?
No.
No, you need to right now look up Emma Watson, Richard Dawkins, and you will never get a boner looking at Emma Watson again.
Emma Watson, Richard Dawkins.
It's right there.
It sure is.
Right. That atheism guy, right? I said it.
Yeah,
I said
you're,
it.
You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
See, no, I, you know I what? Like... You know what? Actually, I'm just attracted to Richard Dawkins now. As a matter of fact, so
I don't know.
Full
I'm
switcheroo
not sure
on
if
you.
This is
guess
maybe,
I'll leave that.
I,
up.
I think this is edited because
I've read that some of them are. In
I,
fact
that looks
edited,
completely.
Yeah.
That doesn't really look that much like her, and that doesn't really look that much like.
They, yeah, there's some.
But
some
yeah,
screwy things going on.
I think
on.
That's really funny. Yeah, no, Emma Watson is gorgeous.
She is.
She seems like she'd be kind of annoying. Life though.
Yeah, I can't imagine she'd be down with foot fetish stuff. I feel like she'd be like, "Oh, that's weird."
Yeah. No, no. Yeah, I don't know.
Natalie Portman is a good choice
Natalie
for his third.
Natalie Portman.
You blanking on Natalie Portman?
No, I know who Natalie Portman is. She's the girl. I'm trying to remember if I've ever seen her in anything other than those Star Wars movies.
Did you see her in The Professional when she was 13?
No, but
oh, God,
fun fact, I have a lot of criticism about that.
Save that for a different episode, Christ almighty.
Did you know that the guy who directed that movie, when he did, he was also a grown-ass man dating a 14-year-old.
God,
so it's
French,
almost like that movie is really fucking problematic and promoting pedophilia. But
to be
anyway,
fair, the
but Natalie Portman is a super, super smart woman.
She is.
And I guarantee.
And she's really good in that movie.
Would have the she's a great actor. Yeah, she would have the capability to look critically at that film as a grown ass woman. As a grown ass woman who's aware of, like, you know, that.
Maybe. Elle Fanning.
Huzzah.
There you go. Now you know, remember who she's from. She has great feet.
Oh, she does.
Size 9 and quite lovely.
Fun fact. This is not really a fun fact.
No, not so fun fact.
Who is this? Who's this?
Elle Fanning.
No, not this. Who's the feedback from?
It's from Elle Fanning. She likes her own feet. Warwick Davis.
Wasn't The Great so fucking good?
The Great so fucking
good.
I would
fucking good.
I'd watch it again if it wasn't so stressful as far as the situation.
No, I would totally watch it again.
I don't know, man.
When they release season 2, and they better fucking release season 2, we'll go back and watch season 1 again, because it was fucking
it was
enjoyable.
Good, yeah.
And the guy who plays Peter.
So good.
I love him.
He was in
so good.
The new Mad Max movie too.
Yeah, and he was on Skins, and he was the boy from About a Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Hugh Grant and Toni Collette.
Yes.
I bet Toni Collette has nice feet.
She does. And I should have included her on here. They're huge, too. They're size 11s.
Yeah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. They're very big. You know what? I'm going to look her up real quick. Mm. I'll add her to my when I get to my own. Because nobody picked her. I would, because I adore her as an actress and as a foot guy.
Was Elle Fanning the one in Twilight? Or was that the other Fanning?
I didn't know either one was in Twilight.
Yeah, she plays like the vampire queen. She's like the queen of the vampires.
No idea.
Because you never got past the first movie.
And this is from Warwick. Not necessarily in that order, but all absolutely
amazing.
You
never got to his last guy.
Oh, shit. Margot Robbie. Which is also one of mine. And here's one of her. I'll get to the one everyone knows and loves in a second. Open up.
I.
There we go.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's gorgeous, and I love that.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
And here is the picture everyone now loves.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about this the other day,
weren't
you?
This is from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Is that a Tarantino?
It is.
Shocking.
God damn
Shocking.
You. God damn you.
This is what, like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is definitely Tarantino.
Yeah.
Like,
Anyway, thanks, Tarantino. We appreciate it, even if some people don't. It's a great picture.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
I bet that that critical feedback was from secretly it was Tarantino.
Ah, no, there'd be a lot more like cursing and possibly N-words.
Like so many N-words. I'm critical of Tarantino because I don't feel like he should be putting so many N-words. Like, you're a white dude. Quit writing that shit.
It was fine for Django.
Even then, I feel like he just kind of fetishizes the N-word to like an unnecessary degree.
So Warwick says, not necessarily in that order, but all absolutely amazing. I think Emma Stone is definitely a favorite, most of us foot lovers. And Margot struck a chord with many of us in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Thank you, Tarantino.
Indeed.
That's what I would say as well, and did just say. Emma, in particular, has that attitude and personality in her work that seems like a fun person that, in theory, would appreciate and probably be a hell of a tease to us foot lovers, at least in the role she has played.
Yeah.
The soles of redheads seem to be extra pink, which I and many of us love.
Mm.
Margot has always been absolutely gorgeous, I agree, and maybe isn't recognized for her talent as much as her beauty has perfectly shaped feet. She's really a talented performer. Like, she's really good.
I don't think I've ever seen her in anything.
She was in The Wolf of Wall Street and did a fucking phenomenal job. Like, she starts as, like, this... You think, oh, she's just going to be like a bimbo, but her character takes a interesting journey in that movie, and she does a really good job in it.
Fun fact about that movie, it's not actually about wolves.
I'm so sorry.
There's no actual wolves in it. Which,
for me, imagining her feet in that movie slightly dirty, fresh out of boots, drives me mad.
Hmm.
I agree. I imagine many of us would happily clean hers without argument. Love the podcast. Love you both so much for your time and effort into the podcast. It keeps us, me, sane.
Aww,
much
thanks.
Appreciation, peace and love, Warwick.
We love you, Warwick.
We love you. Our buddy,
Wisdom.
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 Top five is hard, but I'll give it a go. I appreciate that wisdom.
I disagree with your top five already, wisdom.
Wow. I'm approaching this list primarily based on sentimental memories more so than picks you can find on the internet in no particular
order.
That's
fair.
Kirsten Dunst, mainly for her performance in Bring It On. I wanted to see her feet so bad that at the end of the movie where the credits, there's an outtake where she and Elijah Dushku flash their soles to the cameras. One of the first time I use Zoom in loop on DVD.
All right.
Her feet aren't that big compared to Eliza's. But compared to Eliza's, looked big. And I liked her pink soles, the pink soles on Kirsten's feet. Luckily for you, I have that exact picture right here.
Hello.
Because it's also one of my favorite. Yeah, she's got 8.5. Like, they're big enough. There they are.
Yeah.
Oops. No, don't delete it.
No, don't
Jesus
delete
Christ.
This file. Ramon, you fool.
Trying to make it bigger. There you go. Yep, I love this. It's an outtake scene, and it's just great. Just a great moment.
I'm not a fan of Kirsten Dunst.
I know you're not. I'm kind of not either. She's not a great performer. She's sometimes off-putting to me.
She was in Spider-Man.
She was in Spider-Man.
She was in, I want to say she was in The Virgin Suicide.
She was in The Virgin Suicide.
That
a lot of barefoot.
Really good. Yeah, but they were all like super young. They were like actual children.
I watched it when I was an actual child, but
that's
still.
Fair. Yeah, me too.
But looking, I'm not like looking forward again.
No, yeah, I liked that movie when I was a teenager a lot. Who was the boy in that?
The boy?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
There was like a boy who, I don't know, I don't remember. Yeah, I was really into that movie.
Number two, Jewel Stotte.
I agree. I agree. I'm pretty sure that's not how you pronounce that name.
I'm certain it's not how
I
you pronounce it.
I believe it's State.
State. She's Canadian, so probably.
They don't have states in Canada. They have provinces. Jewel Province.
I love
it. It was a hilarious joke, and it wasn't that you didn't appreciate it nearly enough.
I don't know that I want to.
It was so good. Fuck you. That was so funny. Guys, write in and tell me how great that joke was, please.
I love the show Firefly and had a huge crush on her. The character River Tam was always barefoot, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. But towards the end of the season of Jewel's character had a scene that she finally showed her feet and soles, and she playfully put her feet on Simon's face. She put her toe on his cheek. I wish it was more, it's great.
I mean, for like TV, like,
oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
She has bigger feet and longer toes, which I love. It's true. There's two pictures of her that I goddamn adore. First off, here's one of her in the pose, which is amazing. She talked about this on her Instagram where she said she didn't know that she was going to be in this pose, so she didn't clean her feet. So she's really sensitive, not sensitive.
She's self-conscious.
She was self-conscious about
how dirty they were.
That dirty, but they're not that dirty. And frankly, they're just sexier than they are.
Right? God, she's so pretty.
Yeah, size 10 feet.
Did anybody else ever watch that show called Space Cases? I watched it on
Nickelodeon.
Here's
her in in that particular scene that we're talking about.
I watched it on Nickelodeon back in the 90s. She was on that. It was like about a bunch of kids who were going to school on a space station.
Yeah.
She was on that. She played a girl with rainbow hair. It was super good, but
that's
I'm pretty
awesome.
Sure it was only on for one season.
That's a shame.
Everybody
a lot of things on Nickelodeon.
Everybody write in and tell me how much you liked Space Cases, because I don't remember anything about it.
I'm sure we all will.
I believe it ended on a cliffhanger, too, and then there was just never a season two.
Wouldn't surprise me.
It was super bullshit.
Moving on to number three, Linda Cardellini. She was great on Freaks and Geeks and had a sexy dance scene in Grandma's Boy. Never saw Grandma's Boy. That was a late Adam Sandler movie when they tried to recapture some of that. Although I don't think he's in it. I think he just produced it and wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
She wore heels, but you never got to see her feet. But then I heard she had a foot scene in Brokeback Mountain. Lol.
Huh.
She was dancing and asked Keith Ledger's character for a foot rub and kicked off her heels. Her feet are pretty average, but I like the shape of her big toe, and imagining her sweaty feet after dancing really did it for me. She is so gorgeous.
She's in that Dead to Me show.
And that's
exactly. Is she barefoot in that a lot?
Yes, she is. All right. I have a picture from that as soon as I remember how the alphabet works.
There she is. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yep. She's so gorgeous, and she did so. That show is so great.
That show's so great,
and she acted in it so well.
Also, Linda Cardellini had a minor role in Dead Man on Campus.
She had a much larger role in Scooby Doo.
Well, I'm talking about Dead Man on Campus. Do you remember that movie with Zach from Saved by the Bell, where they were trying to make their roommate kill himself because if they did, they got straight A's?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a fucking
good movie. I have not thought about that movie until just now in
That's
so many years.
Such a fucking good movie.
I remember that movie.
I love
weird.
That movie. Anyway, so the two shows right here, Freaks and Geeks and Firefly, that were both canceled after one season. That's a bummer.
It is a bummer, right?
Number
four, Uma Thurman. Kill Bill had an impact on me when I was younger because I love martial arts and feet. While there's a scene that arguably doesn't make her toes look great,
no,
I still loved her big soles and all the barefoot scenes.
I was appalled by her feet in that movie.
Her soles look the most amazing I've ever seen soles. You mean now her toes look gross
when
but
she's like in the in the hospital bed.
Yeah, not in the hospital bed when she's in the car trying to get her big toe to wiggle.
Oh yeah, it's gross. It's gross.
But her soles are right in the camera. And they're huge and they look great.
I know. I remember watching that like well before I had any awareness really of foot fetishes, and I was disgusted by it. I thought her feet were so gross. Like, just from an objective standpoint, I didn't find them attractive.
I love them, and I've loved them ever since I first saw them.
I appreciate that you and that wisdom and that people love her.
There you go.
They're not.
There it is.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's great. Big soles, size 11. Her daughter has really nice feet too that I didn't include on here. She's in Stranger Things now, of age.
Okay.
Like, Uma Thurman's old.
All right.
Her daughter's in her 20s.
No way. Uma Thurman's clearly only like 40.
I know. Right? Jesus Christ. Hang on. I'm saving this because I didn't save this particular picture. Celebrity feet. There we go.
This is the part of the podcast where you just listen to Ramon clicking around.
I also enjoyed her soles in Pulp Fiction because she was barefoot in that.
Shocking.
Tarantino.
Shocking.
What really puts her on the list, though, is the scene in Johnny B. Goode in which he squeezes the nose of Anthony Michael Hall between her toes to nose.
Isn't Anthony Michael Hall the guy from Breakfast Club?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. He was. It's weird because he was a nerd in that, but then got like super jacked, and then in that, in Johnny B. Goode and in Edward Scissorhands, he's like the bully. So it's weird.
What?
Yeah. So like between that movie and then those movies, because he's the nerd in that and Weird Science, but then he becomes like jacked, becomes a bully, and then later on he's like a cop or a doctor, I forget.
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
that one show is when he's older.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Number five, Brie Larson is an excellent choice. Brie makes the list because of her hotness in previous roles and her YouTube channel, which frequently features her sweaty workout feet.
What?
She does that a lot right now.
All right.
While some haters will bring up her messed up toenail in that one picture,
what?
Her feet are great. Yeah.
What's wrong with her toenail?
I haven't seen anything wrong with it.
I'm looking at it. Googling
she's
it
got
right now.
Like there's a weird
going to incognito so I don't have Brie Larson's toenail in my search history.
Wow. Send me whatever picture you find because I don't have her toenail because I didn't read through this email. Yeah, there's a lot of controversy about whether her feet are good or not. I am of the camp that her feet are fucking great and everyone needs to shut the hell up.
Yeah, they're weird.
They're weird. Apparently, she's worked on them since these pictures where people. Because, I mean,
they
everyone
look
hears.
Like she just didn't give a shit.
It may not have.
It looks like she just didn't have her toes done.
She didn't think
looks
about
like
it, maybe.
Maybe she had.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah. It looks like she just had a busted toenail.
Yeah, the one time
like,
she
whatever.
Had a busted
We've
toenail.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. While some haters will bring up her messed toenail in that one picture, her feet are great. I get it. But I've seen it since then, and it's fine. She's got money. I'm sure it wasn't a big deal to get her nails in order. Okay, now that I've addressed the negative, she has beautiful big feet and long, elegant toes. Her sweaty soles look amazing in her workout vids, and she's in incredible shape. Honestly, even when I looked, when her toenail looked weird, I still would have taken it. Lol. And I have pictures of her. Two fun pictures. Where we go? Brie. There's one of her in the pose here, which is great. She has size 10 feet. They're amazing.
Oh, my.
Yep. She does a lot of stuff on her YouTube with feet stuff. She knows.
Like this.
Yes, I've seen that one as well.
Oh, my. That's awesome.
Send that to me.
Oh, I didn't send you the...
You didn't.
I didn't send
so
you
get
the
on
other
that. Here's the other
either.
One of her that I love. This is her in a movie that I think she directed. There's glitter all over her feet, which is fun.
Oh, cute.
I think it's called Unicorn something or other. I forget. But that's fun. And I love Brie Larson. I think she's great and very talented with great... sexy feet.
This is when I bring up that movie that Brie Larson was in called Room.
Room?
Room, where she plays, she's a kidnapped victim who has to escape. She's being kept in a room based on the book by Irish lesbian writer Emma Donoghue.
Emma Donoghue?
I love Emma Donoghue.
I'll
she's
take your word for it.
One of my very favorites.
No,
Irish lesbian.
Onto Long Attitude.
Long Attitude. Long did you attitude. Or did he misspell attitude?
I
two
did.
Eyes?
That was moi.
How embarrassing
Quite.
For you.
First time posting here. Love the show. Mm-hmm. I'm very much a souls-focused guy. God bless you. We're the same. Especially those with wrinkles. I can give... I go back and forth on wrinkles. I love souls no matter what. Mm-hmm. Generally, I like smoother souls. But I like a good wrinkled
souls.
One. I'm all good. It's all good.
I'm all about the smooth souls.
So my list is based specifically on those qualifications. Well, you're going to love the one picture I found then. In no real specific order. Number one, Rihanna.
God, is there an inch of Rihanna that isn't just fucking gorgeous?
Nope, she's amazing.
Jesus Christ.
Probably some of the more interesting looking celeb feet, but I'm infatuated with their shape and size.
Let me see. I've never seen her feet, I don't think.
They're great. Let me find them. Oh, Lord. Oh, I didn't find the one that he would have loved. This is a great one, though.
God, look at
that. There's one of her where her feet are super duper wrinkled. Size 11. Amazing. Yeah, she's beyond gorgeous. The room that she's in is not, but I think that's
the
point.
No, that's a mess.
That is definitely the point. She has great feet. Number two, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. The pure definition of MILF souls.
Ramon
Wide,
is
thick and wrinkled.
Also very into Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yep, because in Seinfeld, she rubbed her feet all over, like literally all over some guy's face. Not like, oh, the toes are on the cheek. No, she's like rubbing them all over his face.
Also, Ramon saw her in person one time.
I did. It was cool. I worked on Veep with
her.
He
was an extra in a scene on Veep.
Yep.
If you have fucking eagle eyes, you can catch him.
Yeah, I won't tell you which episode, but you can find it.
You gotta fucking watch the
You gotta
whole
work
thing.
For it. That was fun. I should become a movie extra. That should be my job. Here's her feet. They're great. Mm. Size 7.5, very wide.
Real pretty.
And she's great. I love her as a performer. From Baltimore, actually. From Towson.
Hey, yeah. That's awesome.
She's an heiress, too, I think. She, like, before she ever got into acting, she was always going to be set for life.
Yeah, well, yeah. Is Dreyfus.
Yep.
Is she a Dreyfus?
She is a Dreyfus.
Yeah, well, then there you go.
I mean, there it is. Number three, Alessandra Ambrosio. Now, this one I'm going to allow.
Is that how you pronounce that?
It's how I'm pronouncing
it. It looks like Ambrosio.
Yeah, probably. I'm just saying it how I say things in my head sometimes.
Okay, that's a cool name, though. Who
is this? It is. She's a model. I don't consider models celebrities, but they are. So I'll allow it. Because, you know, it's your list. You can tell me whoever you want to tell me. But I didn't include any models on my list because, again, I don't consider them celebrities.
I think top five Instagram models is going to be a whole other thing. Those are cute panties.
Those are cute panties. But she has big feet because most models have big feet.
Super expensive. I bet those panties cost like $300.
Oh, I'm certain of it.
I bet they cost even more now.
Oh, my God. Number four, Ashley Tisdale. Great wrinkles, soft-looking soles, wears flip-flops often, and great-looking toes. The only one on my list whose toes I genuinely love. What more could you ask for?
Was she the girl from High School Musical?
She is and was. She has very tiny feet, size 5.
Aw, they're little.
But she's gorgeous. Her feet are nice.
Yeah, she's real pretty.
You know, she's great. No complaints other than her feet are small.
Wow.
Number five, Natalia/Natalie Neidhart.
Who?
Flashback to 14-year-old me watching SmackDown. She's a wrestler.
All right.
She is Jim the Anvil Neidhart's daughter.
Who?
One half of the Hart Foundation.
Oh, ew.
Tagged with Bret Hart back in the 80s and 90s.
The Hart Foundation.
He was a big old crackhead and died way too young. Aww. And I can't imagine it did great things to her psyche, which is unfortunate. But she's a wrestler now, so how...
Ew.
You know,
well,
clearly didn't affect her that point.
Go
whatever.
For it, I guess.
Newcomer Natalia wrestles a match against a wedding segment. She's barefooted. My eyes immediately notice how wide her soles are in the waves of wrinkles that formed on her when she locked in
waves
a sharpshooter.
Waves of wrinkles.
That's beautiful. I've been hooked on her ever since. I am also a huge fan of her feet. She is gorgeous. Size 10. They're big.
Nice.
Yep.
She's cute, too.
She is cute. She does a lot of foot stuff with her sister. They just do goofy shit on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to be fetishy, but clearly they must know what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, she's great. And now back up, I was saving this one for last. Where is... God, I can't find the cursor. Whatever,
it's
I'll just do it the long way.
It's like way up.
So this is from Clayward 76.
Clayward.
Good old Clayward.
Hey, Clayward.
Celebrity feet. Interesting proposal. Apologies if this response is really long and the borderline creepy descriptions.
I'll kink shame you. Don't worry.
That's right. She will. Being a bit overly analytical helps me understand why I like the things I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number one, Idris Elba.
Thank you so much, Clayward, for writing because I'm so, so grateful to have like a male perspective.
Look at him.
But you didn't get his feet.
I didn't.
What's wrong with you?
I know. Listen,
Every other. See, this is homophobic of you.
It is. It is an identity. I did it for monetary. I did it for monetary reasons.
Oh, because people don't want to see male.
Because yes, I'm sorry, Clayward. I know it's homophobic of me. Borderline homophobic of me.
No, that's straight up homophobic.
But listen,
every single
I knew
other
you would,
photo...
as soon as I had him on here, I knew you'd say this. Yes. Ugh. But Idris Elba, there he is.
All right. Well, you need to just. This is we're just going to slow down the podcast then, because now I need to Google Idris Elba feet.
Go ahead. Have you found some?
I have.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there's Wiki Feet for Men.
Oh, right. I haven't been there.
Now I'm gonna make you look. Look, see.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got nice feet. Yeah.
Skinny legs.
Tell you what, Clayward, we'll send them
to
you.
He's got little skinny calves.
He does. That's odd. He's a skinny man.
I never thought about Idris Elba's calves before.
Well,
but
now you're thinking about him real deep.
Calves. I am. I'm very surprised. God, he's hot. Good God.
Number two, Ryan. I don't know how to pronounce his name. He's a
Lochte.
Swimmer.
Lochte. I remember him. He was on the team. Remember when they went to like Brazil or something when the Olympics were in Brazil?
Yeah.
And he got caught shoplifting.
Oh,
or
shit.
Something.
Was that him?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yes. There was a whole fucking thing.
Oh, that's funny.
What a fucking mess Ryan Lochte was.
Number three.
Hang on.
Yep. Sorry.
Oh, he didn't tell us why. He liked...
No, he tells us why later.
Oh, okay.
He's got a big thing about
Ryan Lochte's kind of a fucking mess.
Number three,
though.
Chris Maloney. Christopher
Holy
Maloney.
Shit, you guys.
Like,
holy
he's just,
shit.
And I found a particularly
Let's
sexy picture for you.
Let's talk about the fact that I have had a crush on Christopher Maloney for most of
Look
my life.
Look at those piercing eyes.
For
like,
God.
You can leave me for him, and that's okay with me.
I would, too.
And I understand.
Like, honestly, I would. Let's talk about when...
I once described
let's
a friend...
Let's talk about when 19-year-old Belle... was so obsessed with Oz. Let's talk about that. Yeah. And let's talk about the scene where Christopher Maloney pisses into a bucket.
Go on.
I'm not into piss, guys. I'm not into piss. But Christopher Maloney.
Yeah. He's a beautiful man.
He like seriously. And I know we're talking about feet and not about dicks. This is not the dick fetish podcast. That's a whole other thing.
I know tryptophan might have issues. Because you're not talking about feet in this moment, but please.
You see Christopher Maloney's wiener so much on Oz. So much. And you see his butt.
You see his butt.
On Oz, but also you see his butt in the deleted scenes from Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking funny. Christopher Maloney seems like the kind of guy who has a really good sense of humor about
himself.
He seems
that way, yeah.
Yeah, he's... Ugh.
You're feeling it, huh?
I've had such a big crush on Christopher Maloney, like, most of my life.
As you should, and I enjoy seeing him in every single thing he's done.
Do you remember
that weird show?
That weird show with, like, the fucking cartoon... Like,
Unicorn, I think
yeah,
he was.
Yeah, that show was weird and not good.
It was weird.
I was not a fan. Didn't we watch him in something else right before we watched him in that?
I don't remember.
I'm trying to try to remember, because it was something that was really good.
I do not recall, but I will move
on. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to fucking find it.
Number four, Zoe Saldana.
Who's that?
She's in the new Star Trek movies, and she was in the Marvel movies, in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. She was the green chick, but you didn't see any of them, so you don't know who I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. Remember?
But this is her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very nice feet.
Hang on one second.
Here's another one of her soles that I love. It's a fun picture.
Okay.
She was exhausted.
Wrinkly souls.
Yeah.
Wrinkly souls.
Good
for
stuff. For Warwick.
For Warwick.
I think it was Warwick.
No, yeah. That was Wisdom. Wait.
Was it? I forget. God, one of you loved it.
We've read a lot.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I completely had just forgotten about the fact that
this was a foot fetish podcast.
Shut up. Christopher Maloney was on True Blood. Remember when Christopher Maloney was on True Blood? He was like the head of like the big vampire organization. Came out of fucking nowhere and was like. Fuck
like,
it.
Oh my God.
I'm going to just drink this baby blood. What are y'all going to do about it? And it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was so
great.
Good. Fuck. He was on that show Dinosaurs. How is Christopher Maloney credited as being on Dinosaurs?
I guess he played a character on Dinosaurs.
That's weird.
I have to look that up.
That's weird.
Number five. Excuse me. I'm about to burp, and I'm trying not to burp into the mic, but I'm going to keep talking because that's as I'm going to
get it together.
Damn near vomited, but no, I'm good. There it is.
Wow. Okay. Gross.
So
awful.
Chris slash Liam Hemsworth. Well, I'll give you an extra one. There's their brother, Luke Hemsworth, too, right there.
What's the difference? Hemsworth. Oh, that one's little. He's a short guy.
That one's little.
He's a little guy.
But you remember, he's Thor.
Oh, so. Yeah. I'm only into him when he's wearing the fat suit.
That's
fat Thor with a beard does
so, okay.
A lot
you
of
can read this on how he explains it. Go
okay,
ahead.
All right. I'm gonna read it because Ramon is over here just like deeply,
I know, honey.
Homophobic.
I
wow.
do it. I do it.
You're
for...
so homophobic for a bisexual man.
I know.
I don't believe it. No. Yeah, I don't believe he's actually a bisexual, dude.
Wow.
Okay. Idris Elba is already an incredibly beautiful human being, but finding out he openly has a foot fetish is very commendable.
It's
does
true.
He?
Kate Winslet made fun of him for it.
Really?
Because they were in a movie together.
Yeah, they were. They were in that movie where they crashed
and
in the mountains or something.
She makes fun of him for having one. He was very
he's like into
self-conscious
he's,
about it. Yeah.
He's not into like doing stuff with his feet. He's into ladies' feet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. I would do stuff to Idris Elba with my feet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would watch that.
Oh, my God. anyway. I've seen pictures of his feet, and I definitely wouldn't mind him smothering me with them. And as a POC myself, person of color.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, Clay. I wouldn't be able to pick that out anywhere.
Now you're homophobic and racist.
Well,
Good job.
Do that anyway, because I can
you
pick
be
racist.
You wouldn't be able to pick it out? What does that mean? Ramon can tell your race just by what font you use in your email.
Comic Sans? You must be from the South.
Papyrus? Egyptian.
I think it's Wingdings. Go ahead.
Wow.
Because, you know, hieroglyphics.
That was so racist.
I don't think it's that racist.
Wow. That was really racist. Hieroglyphics are not Wingdings.
They're Wingdings for the ancient Egyptians. Thank you very
Unbelievable.
Much.
Anyway, as a person of color myself, I personally love the contrast of their tops to the soles. Yeah, same. I'm pretty into that. I'm not sure why, but it's something I've always really liked. Side note, this is my distinction from nice feet to great feet. It feels a bit strange since it's something they literally can't control. Whatever. They could even have the exact foot shape and everything I prefer, but if it doesn't have that contrast, it goes from that's a hot pair of feet to that's a nice pair, but not my speed. Hmm. Interesting. Ryan Lochte is an Olympic swimmer, so naturally he's barefoot quite a bit. His feet size, oddly enough, his nose are what put him on my list of faves. Mm. Pull up that picture. Oh, never mind. I'm going to fucking
Ryan
Lochte. I'm going to look up some Ryan Lochte.
I mean, you can find his feet pretty easily. He's a swimmer.
Ryan fucking... I got fat thumbs, y'all.
You do. You got big hands.
Ryan Lochte.
Because you got
big
feet.
I got
big
hands and I got big feet. And it's really fucking cold in here.
I got the heater going. You're wearing my hoodie.
I'm wearing it.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Actually, he's pretty handsome.
Of course he is. He's an Olympic swimmer, although, you know.
No, I mean, look at. I saw.
I was just kidding.
I saw a picture of Michael Phelps the
other
day.
Yeah, he's got a lot of teeth.
He's got such a face on him. He's
he
got
does.
A face like a foot. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a Maryland guy, too.
Oh, look at Ryan Lochte and his wife. They look like a couple I would follow on Instagram.
Yeah.
They
yes.
got, like, a bunch of cute babies and a lot of white furniture. Yeah, okay. I get it. Just like I feel like unfortunately 99% of what I know about him is when he, I don't know, shoplifted in Brazil or something.
I think that's what most people know.
Yeah.
So okay. What about
all right. Clayward goes on to say, Christopher Maloney follows suit, but I think it's mainly the shape of his calves that has a very nice look to his feet.
Oh.
I'm like as I accidentally discovered about Idris Elba, I'm really into calves.
You are.
Idris Elba's calves disappoint me.
Shame.
Ramon over here has like really thick calves. He's not going to pull them up for the camera because he doesn't want to accidentally titillate any men on this show because that would be like too gay. But Ramon has really nice calves. Ramon has really nice, like, thick calves.
I'm
into thick calves. Christopher Maloney, yeah. Oh, God. Christopher Maloney, ugh. Is there any part of him that isn't just, like, insane? Like,
no, he's gorgeous.
I don't even understand how a man has an ass like that. Am
yeah,
I right, Clayward? Am I right
I think,
about
I think
Christopher
you're right.
Maloney's ass? Like, unbelievable. Anyway, Zoe Saldana is similar reasons to Idris, but when it comes to women, I much prefer the look of the soles. Yeah, she had really nice soles. Mm-hmm. And while being gay, I can definitely admit when a woman has a nice pair of soles, hers are one of them. Yeah. See, that's all it takes, guys. Clayward over here is super gay. I assume super gay. Relatively
he does
gay.
Say he's gay. Yeah.
He says he's gay. And he can still be over here like, oh, yeah, this woman is in my top five. Like, thank you. Now, how hard is it, Ramon, to just pull up a picture of Idris Elba's feet?
It was a lot of debate in my head. Mm. A lot of debate. Perhaps I picked the wrong choice.
You did.
Perhaps
you did.
Because
here I am criticizing you for it.
You are.
Shaming you for it, yeah. As it were.
Oh, I'm good. Bye. I had ideas for the next show, but I'm not going to give them now because I'm going to get kick shamed
all
the time.
Own. I'm on my own now. It's just my podcast now. Ramon's gone.
You know what? That'd be fine. You just wouldn't do it.
God, right? It's such a fucking ordeal for me to just like get my shit together and come down here in the mornings. Like, it's why we didn't do it last week. I just didn't fucking feel like it.
That's right.
I didn't feel like putting makeup on. I didn't feel like putting clothes on and coming downstairs. It's cold down here, guys. And it's beautiful outside. And Ramon is making me sit in a cold, dark, dank basement.
That's my favorite descriptions for anything.
Cold, dark, and dank.
I love that.
Anyway.
Yes.
Chris and Liam Helmsworth.
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth?
Hemsworth.
Helmsworth?
Helm.
Hemsworth.
As if you were hemming your pants.
Not like, oh, let me adorn my helm of awe.
No.
Okay.
Mugogi. Bah.
Chris and Liam Hemsworth are both hunks. And while I definitely used to prefer Liam's, I saw a vid of Chris's when he was in a car where his foot was just below the camera but still in frame. And he was wiggling it around and I was hooked. Also, they're both Hunks. They are. Wait, which one's which?
Chris is the one you know from. Wait. Yeah, he's Thor.
Who's the other one?
Liam Hemsworth. You've seen him in something, maybe? I think he's in a lot more like.
Are they. They're not twins, right?
No.
They look kind of identical.
Liam Hemsworth. No, Liam Hemsworth. Wait.
Hemsworth. Oh, just look up Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Clayward.
Liam Neeson.
Clayward, what do you think of Liam Neeson's feet?
Yeah, here
he's pretty old.
Liam,
oh, look at him! He's got weird facial
he's
hair.
He's in soap operas.
He looks like a Wolverine.
He does, doesn't he? What the hell else was he in?
He's 31?
Yeah, they're young.
Oh, what a baby.
Oh, he was in the Hunger Games.
Who was he in the Hunger Games?
I don't remember. He played Gale Hawthorne.
Oh,
so there you
okay.
go. He's younger.
I don't
yeah.
remember which one he was. There were like two love interests, but they were both super boring. They were both insanely boring.
The book
I didn't
was a lot more fun than the movie. The movie was fine, but I enjoyed reading the books.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
been in
he's
a relationship
cute.
With Miley Cyrus, apparently.
Oh.
So there you go.
Well, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, a little
he's
bit.
Less attractive now because she's.
Well, let's blow this
I feel like he's
stand.
Dirty by by association now.
So that's everyone else's. Here's my.
All right, Ramon.
I don't
Ramon,
have five.
Ramon,
I have
Ramon,
more than five
Ramon?
Because it's my fucking podcast.
Who are your top five?
I don't have
who
a top five. I didn't pick a top five because it's my podcast and I picked
who are your favorites?
The ones I like.
Okay, who are your favorites?
So, in alphabetical order, because that's just how this is laid
okay,
out.
Okay, sure.
So, one that I'm happy to have discovered after watching the Orville was Adrian Palicki, who's
okay.
gorgeous.
Okay, but also, Ramon, shut up. How awesome is the Orville, guys?
So fucking
it's
good.
It's so good.
I was shocked.
I've been considering rewatching that.
I thought it
recently.
Was just a parody of Star Trek, but no, it's
yeah.
just... It's Star Trek's better than Star Trek.
It's so good.
Like
it's so good. And I'm officially now attracted to Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be.
Like, that show is so good. I could rewatch that, like, today, that
yeah,
show, because it's that good.
Honestly, it's so good. And she is very tall and very sexy, and she is married to the guy who plays the,
The pilot.
The pilot, yeah.
Yep, which is, I love it.
Like,
I love
oh,
that.
The, you know, the spaceship driver.
Oh, she got big feet, though, size
she
10.
She does. Look at that.
And they're great.
Do you think she puts them on him?
I imagine it all the time.
He seems like the kind who might have a foot fetish.
I always imagine that.
He seems like he might have a secret foot fetish,
like,
right?
I know that most of them, that won't be true, but I gotta believe that one or two
of
them that I imagine.
Some of them, it must be. Like,
it must be true.
Here, I had no idea that Idris Elba had a foot fetish.
Right.
Like,
So she's one for me.
Yeah, she's crazy gorgeous.
Another one for me, and that is hugely popular in the foot fetish community, is Alison Brie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just because she's really, like, she's heard about the foot community loving her, and she's very open to it. She has smaller feet, size 7, but I think they're great. I love this particular picture.
Now, on the other hand, I'm into eating Brie.
I'm into some Brie. Here's another one of her. This is one from last year while they were doing a reading or something for community, some kind of community something or other.
Okay.
And, like, she knows the foot community is looking for her, so she takes pictures like
sure.
this.
Sure. I just, okay.
Not your thing. That's fine.
I don't get the appeal of
her. I can respect that.
And I appreciate that there is, that people like her.
Angelina Jolie, who I also love.
Okay.
Has really nice feet, size 10.
Okay.
Not agreeing with me, huh?
I don't.
Don't feel it?
She's not my type. She's not for me.
I love her.
Okay.
There they are.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah. What is that?
That's her and an old woman. I don't know.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know
what
the context.
What do you think about that old lady's feet?
They're not great. I've seen examples of this picture where the old lady is cropped the hell out. But I was too lazy to find it. Angelina Jolie is great, and she did a lot of foot stuff with Billy Bob Thornton when they were dating, because they did a bunch of weird stuff.
Right, yeah, he's a fucking weirdo.
They wore each other's blood around their neck, if you remember.
Yeah, yes, we all remember that.
And the quote was, yeah, we do foot stuff, we're into feet, is what she said on an interview once.
Sure, so, I believe that. They were a couple of weirdos. He seems like the type. You ever hear that interview where, I believe it was Billy Bob Thornton, he was doing an interview about his band, and they kept trying to ask him about his acting.
Yeah.
And he was like, got super, super irate about it.
Yeah.
Because all he wanted to talk about was his band. Fun fact, Billy Bob Thornton's band sucks.
Of course they do.
Like, they were, I don't even remember their name, but it was something really stupid.
He always seems like the type that's going to get angry for no good reason. Just to look at him, like, he's just going to get mad.
Who was that guy? The guy, he was like Australian, and he used to get in fights all the time. Fighting around the world. You remember that episode of South Park? Who's that guy?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Crowe also had a shitty band. And
yes,
I always associate
he was
the
also
two of
like
them
that,
together.
Yeah,
yeah, they just
people
like
get very sensitive
dudes,
about their shitty bands.
Angry actors with shitty bands.
Look at you, Chris Jericho.
What? Does Chris Jericho have a band?
Yeah, he calls it Fozzy. I don't know if they're shitty or not.
I'm going to get like really deep into Chris Jericho's band. I'm going to do it.
Anya Taylor-Joy, who is very gorgeous.
Oh, she's the girl from Queen's Gambit.
And The Witch. She has gorgeous big feet.
I didn't realize that was the same girl.
That's the same girl.
Huh.
Right?
Are she wearing stockings, or are her feet just real fucking filthy in that?
I think it's the lighting.
Okay, because her feet look fucking disgusting in that shot.
That's not her. That's actually Disney. Thought I had another one of Anya Taylor-Joy. I do not. But that's one of her. That's
yeah,
cool.
She's so pretty.
She's so gorgeous and a great, great actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Queen's Gambit was great.
Fucking great. I definitely heard how to pronounce her name recently, and I know I pronounced it wrong. Cara Devangeline? Devangeline? Divine? Delavine? Devine?
Delavine. I have no idea. Right? I've also never heard of this person
but she
before.
Has a foot fetish, and she has said she has had one, and she's always showing her feet, and she has a tattoo on the bottom of her foot, like here.
What is it?
Made in
England. Okay.
Yep. She's got
That's
a cute British
stupid,
accent.
But whatever.
She has, I heard it described, she has the unfortunate ability to be awesome, but in the worst movies ever.
What has she been in?
Oh, she was in that terrible Suicide Squad movie. She was in that weird movie, I don't know if you remember it, where it was like such and such's adventures through the multiverse something or other. Do you remember that
Maybe.
Weird movie? Like it was a sci-fi movie that looked pretty, but apparently it was just terrible.
Maybe.
But she's cute. Got great feet, and has a big old foot fetish, which is always fun. A 90s crush of mine, if we're talking about 90s crushes, is Famke Janssen.
Oh, my God, right.
This is what. There's not a lot of her souls, but this is
Jesus
from House
Christ.
Of Haunted Hill. I know. She's
dead in this picture,
I know,
Ramon.
But there's like
what
literally
the
not that many pictures of her feet. It sucks. Here's another one that fucking Tryptofang's going to lose his shit over. Boom, there's a cast.
Oh, yeah, look at her. What's this from?
I forget. I don't remember the name of the movie. It wasn't a good movie, but, you know, her toes are in a cast there. Her foot's in a cast. Her toes are peeking out. She got big old size 11 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I always love her. She was also in the X-Men movie. She was Jean Grey, but was not barefoot in
yes,
that.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking I know her from.
Speaking of crushes of mine from younger years and throughout the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Here comes Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, Jennifer Connelly.
Gorgeous.
So pretty.
I know. Like drop dead gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her. I don't remember what this is from, but this looks fun.
Oh my gosh, but that's
toes.
Liv Tyler.
I know. I don't know what this movie is.
What the fuck?
And Joaquin Phoenix. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh my God, that is Joaquin Phoenix.
I know that actor, but I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah.
He played when he was in Watchmen. He was the blue guy.
Oh.
can't remember the name of the character, or Mr. Manhattan. That was the name of the character. But
that's a really bad name for a superhero.
I think I was on purpose. Because that's sort of the point of that movie, the comic series. Oh. Jennifer Connelly's great. Jennifer Lawrence, who I also love, speaking of Hunger Games. This is a great picture of her.
No, it's not. This is a stupid picture.
This is a great picture of her.
This is terrible.
This is a great picture of her.
This is like deeply unsexy.
Beg to differ, madame.
There's a snake on her ass.
There's a snake. She's doing the pose, and it's great. I love this picture. This is a great 80s style picture. I love it.
Jennifer Lawrence is so pretty.
She is, and she seems really fun, too.
This is not a good picture.
They have vacillated with what the hell her shoe size is. I've seen it from 9 all the way up to 11, and they can't figure it out because they keep changing the wiki.
Let's call it a 10.
Let's call it a 10.
Let's call it a 10. Let's call the whole thing off, guys. Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence is really beautiful.
Speaking of big feet, here comes Katie Holmes. Bam. It's her in Dawson's Creek.
Oh, my God.
Look at it.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, I don't know how old she was in Dawson's Creek.
I'm going to assume of age because this is the best picture of her feet ever.
Let's talk about the fact that when I was 14, I had the biggest fucking crush on Katie Holmes.
As well you should.
I was really into Dawson's Creek for like the first two seasons. The other chick on Dawson's Creek, I couldn't stand. Michelle Williams, remember her?
Yeah.
I couldn't stand her. I didn't like her character at all. But I do like her now. She's been in a bunch of, what was she in? That she was in Blue Valentine.
Yes.
And then she was in that movie where she was married to Seth Rogen, then she cheated on him.
That was a good movie.
That was so good.
I don't remember what it was called.
I don't even remember what that movie was called.
The story arc of that movie was brilliant.
Oh my God. She was married to Seth Rogen, like, and then she
fell for this artist and then cheated on him and then left him for her. And it's like, oh, good. It seems like it's the happy ending because she got what she wanted. But then it just gets worse. And then that relationship goes south.
And she realizes how unhappy she is.
Right,
and
she would have been happier with Seth Rogen.
The problem wasn't the relationship with Seth Rogen. The problem is something deeply missing inside of her. And Sarah Silverman played an alcoholic.
Yes,
that
she was great.
That movie was crazy good. That movie was super, super good. And also, I wouldn't divorce Seth Rogen in that movie. I feel like in real life, Seth Rogen is probably pretty insufferable.
Oh, I don't know. I think he's a lot of fun.
No, he seems annoying. In that movie, he was a really sweet guy.
Speaking of Katie Holmes,
Seth
here
Rogen's
is
really my type.
The scene where Seth Green licks and sucks her feet.
Oh,
that's that movie, which is My Dictator or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you've told me about this.
That's a great scene. It came out of nowhere because you're always, as a foot fetishist of my caliber, I'm always waiting. I didn't mean to say it that way, but I decided I'm going to.
Wow.
I'm always waiting for the next foot on face, foot licking scene to come out because it always will.
Sure.
It always will because it's. Throughout my entire life, it just keeps popping up. And you got to wait. You never know what's going to come. Mm-hmm. I never, ever expected Katie Holmes to be one of them.
Mm.
And I'm so happy that it was because she's great.
I like her.
I do, too.
I like her. I'm glad that she's not married to Tom Cruise anymore because that's
terrible.
Really crazy.
She got out of there and rightfully so. Another one that has great feet that you don't like is Katy Perry. Katy Perry has amazing feet.
I just don't.
There's so many pictures of her feet. Because I think one time early in her career, someone said she didn't have good feet, and then she said, fuck that, and took, like, amazingly good care of her feet from then on.
Hmm.
And now she's regarded as one of the top feet ever.
Hmm. Okay.
She's great. Here's one of her doing a yoga class or something, maybe Pilates or something.
What the fuck is that haircut?
The haircut I hate. I hate the pixie haircut.
What the fuck?
I can never get behind it. Sorry, everybody. But let's move on to someone you do adore.
Let's.
It's Liv Tyler.
Oh, Liv Tyler.
Who has gorgeous. She is beyond gorgeous.
Liv Tyler is maybe perfect.
She might be. Size 10 feet, too. Wonderful.
If Liv Tyler and Christopher Maloney had a baby, the world would explode.
Yes, I agree.
Like, it would be so perfect.
Because they would make the Antichrist. Because it'd be
No, it would be like.
Like, it would be the opposite of gorgeous. It would just be the most hideous thing in the world because that's how it all works.
Oh, no.
Here's another one of her in the pose. She's great.
Look at her.
She's great.
She's so beautiful.
Love her.
I can't stand it.
Can't stand it.
What are your opinions on Drew Barrymore's feet?
They're okay. I love
is
her
more
small? Than her feet.
Does she have small
feet?
No,
I mean, they're smallish, but I mean, they're not amazing feet. They're not ugly feet, but, you know, I didn't have
this
one
is
opinion.
A close-up of her walking barefoot through New York.
That's not a great picture of her
feet.
Wow. Send that to me.
Oh my God.
Remember, whenever you send me a picture, whenever you talk about one, you got to send it because we got to put it on there for our wonderful patrons who've stuck through with us for this goddamn
It's been a long,
it's a long episode.
Podcast, it has. Guys. It's been long. Well, we had to spend the first half hour being pissed off.
We did.
I don't know. Drew Barrymore seems like the kind that you would be into, and we're talking about.
I love her.
I just remember having a crush on Drew Barrymore when I was
especially
little.
The Wedding Singer. She was so cute
in
that movie.
No, not in The Wedding Singer.
What?
No, not at all. All
right, whatever. I love
her. No, I was into her in, like, she did this series. She did a whole bunch of movies, like, in the 90s where she was basically just, like, I don't know, fucked up teen girl, just, like, getting topless. And well, I mean, she was a teenager. She was, like, 19. But
right.
I was also,
she had a big,
like,
drug problem, didn't she?
Yeah. She was an alcoholic when she was, like, 11.
That's right.
She had, like, serious, serious drug problems from a really young age.
She really did.
Yeah, so that's fucked up.
This one is a newcomer. She is not that much of a newcomer. She's been around for a bit. She is, remember that actress from Groundhog's Day and Michael? I can't remember her name. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Groundhog Day. The woman.
Yeah, what the hell is her name?
Annie McDowell?
Annie McDowell. Yeah. This is her daughter.
Oh, okay.
Here she is in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Shocking.
Huge size, 10 feet.
Okay.
I love her.
What do you think about Annie McDowell's feet?
They're okay. They're not great.
Wow.
I like her daughter better.
Okay. That's okay. Weird. But
here's one of her. Look at how big these soles are.
What's her name?
Margaret Qualley. I'm sorry.
What on earth am I looking at? What's happening
in this
picture? I don't
know the context of the scene, but there's fire and there's someone hugging her legs. I don't know what's happening here.
What?
But there's her big meaty soles. I would call these meaty.
Yeah, they're very big.
She's
those
a dancer.
Are,
yeah,
those are big feet.
Wonderful, size 10.
They're right next to that guy's face, not in like a sexy way, but like right next to him. They look enormous.
If I had to pick a celebrity with probably perfect soles, it'd probably be her at this point.
Wow,
because they look really that good. To
all
me.
Right,
they're kind of my ideal to have on my face. Huh. That'd be great. Because look, there's
wait,
a contrast
what size
here.
Did you say she is?
10.
10. Okay. Those look really big. Those look bigger than 10.
Like there's a really good arch going on here, and there's a different color here. Mm-hmm. Like, I love them. They're great.
Okay. Takes all kinds.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, and there's apparently I have a bigger one of her. This is a zoom out of her.
There you go. Who's that? Who's that guy?
It's Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. This is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I don't know.
We really should watch that movie.
No, thanks.
Oh, my God.
What's it about?
It's about the Manson murders.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that alone should bring
you
in.
Oh, my God. He's Tex Atkins, isn't he? Tex, what's his name?
No, he's not.
No?
No, he's not.
It's
he's
not
somebody
Atkins,
else in that movie.
It's something else. Tex.
I know who you're talking about. We all know Tex, yeah.
I don't remember his last name. It's been a real long time since I obsessed over the Manson murders.
Here's another favorite of mine that always comes out of, I always forget how gorgeous she is because she's not in as much these days, but, you know, late 80s, early 90s. She was great. Marissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah.
She is so gorgeous and such a good performer. Great feet, too, as you can see.
She was in Slums of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, she was.
I was very distracted in that movie by Natasha Lyonne.
Most people know her from My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, right. Yeah.
She's great in that. And she was in a wonderful movie that I love that nobody knows was called Oscar. It's a comedy of errors. That stars Sylvester Stallone as a mobster, and that she's his daughter.
That sounds horrific.
It's one of my favorite movies.
That sounds absolutely
I think
terrible.
You would hate it more than most things, but you'd also like it in spite of yourself. There's a
doubtful,
a stellar cast. It's got Tim Curry in it. It has
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, what the hell's his name?
I don't think I've ever seen a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Really? That's
yeah.
A shame. You would like. You would like.
You said I would hate it, but I would like it.
But you'd also love it. Sarah Silverman.
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah, we've
from
talked
last time,
about Sarah Silverman.
It's hard to see her feet in this
one.
Yeah,
it's kind of washed out.
But they'll see it better. You can kind of see him here. Because there was a while you couldn't see.
Is she naked in that picture?
No. She's wearing a white bathing suit.
Oh, okay.
Not a panties.
It's from Maxim Magazine, guys.
This is a better picture of her getting a foot massage.
Oh, wow.
Get the guy on the left. I think it's the guy from Rushmore. I might be wrong. But the right is Ted Danson.
What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Oh, I can't remember. But that's him.
Jason.
I'm pretty sure Schwartzman.
Schwartzman. That's
I think
the
that's
one.
Him,
thank
I
you.
Think.
It looks like him from behind.
But they're both
yeah.
massaging her feet. She's a therapist, and she's like toying with them in the scene. It's very bizarre.
Okay. Yeah, she's super pretty.
Yeah, gorgeous
she's
feet.
Like, Sarah Silverman is super pretty and super funny.
Ridiculously
and that's
funny.
Insane.
And has a great voice for comedy and anything, really. I just, perfect voice. Another 90s crush, Tia Carrere.
Tia Carrere.
Size 10 feet.
Cute dreamweaver.
Yep. I'll play with the putt. Here's her feet, too.
Oh, my goodness. What's happening here?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I just look for feet, man, and it pops
well,
up.
Well, oh, my God. That's, like, that's X-rated. You can't have that on this podcast. X-rated. That's, like, NC-17.
And my final celebrity.
It's the final celebrity.
She's a comedian. She had a show for a hot minute. Whitney Cummings.
It's Amy Schumer, isn't
it's,
it?
Oh, ew. I don't like Amy Schumer.
Who the fuck is this? Who is this?
This is Whitney Cummings.
Okay.
She's a comedian, had a show for a hot minute called like Whitney. It was okay. She's funny.
She's got blue hair.
She has. She doesn't always have blue hair. She has size 10 feet and she can't understand why people like her feet, but she constantly shows them off.
Uh-huh.
She's always kind of judgmental about the foot fetish community, as she should be.
How dare she?
But I think her feet are really nice.
I'm looking up with. Yeah. She's pretty.
Yeah.
She's born in Washington, D.C.
There you go.
She's written some books.
Some books.
So it would seem.
But that's my short list of celebrities that I
keep
coming back
to. Hold on, I'm
looking
to see if I know who the fuck this person is.
You don't know.
I do not.
You don't.
I do not at all.
You don't know anything.
She was in the Comedy Central roast of Bob Saget. Let's all go watch that.
Wow.
I don't have any celebrity feet crushes.
You don't have any celebrity feet crushes?
Not really. I'm looking at this girl on Instagram right now. You want to look at her feet?
No.
She's, oh my God.
No, I don't.
It's Loey Lane, and Ramon is not into it. She's probably 300 pounds. So I'm real into it, but Ramon is not. What about, not into this? Like, you can almost see her soles in that one.
Not enjoying
She's
it.
Naked in the shower.
No, not my type.
Everybody go look at Loey Lane's Instagram and
So, rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. What the hell are we doing next week? What's next week's show? We're going to catch up on our feedback. Next week might be a feedback episode.
We'll do feedback
and kink shame.
We'll do feedback and kink shame.
And kink shame tryptophan.
And it looks like we don't have time to get to kink shaming this week.
Oh.
You're
welcome.
You're welcome, Tryptophan.
So, if you
although
have,
we took a solid 20 minutes to kink shame Tryptophan,
that's what matters
exclusively.
That makes
okay,
me happy.
And I listen. And I feel like I didn't say this before.
Go ahead.
While I do think that everyone should look at themselves in every aspect critically, from like a sociological standpoint,
yes,
it's also important to know that like probably 87% of what I say, I'm fucking kidding. I'm fucking just joking. I like, you know, just like stroke your dick and have a laugh about it. Come on. Good God, people.
Good God.
Jesus. We just spent the past almost 2 hours talking about feet.
Well, we did.
Like, it's fucking funny.
It is.
Have a goddamn sense.
So if you
want to
keep listening
yourself
to feet, rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. You can follow me at Twitter at Ramon Faithful. You can follow
Ramon
Bell.
Faithful.
You can follow Bell on Instagram at Bell Souls. That's right. If you want to email us your stories, because next week's going to be a big old feedback podcast.
Yeah, feedback. And also, I'm positive that we're going to get more celebrity feet crushes.
More than likely.
After this episode.
So I'll post those as well. Maybe that'll be a regular thing.
Yeah.
Send us ones that we haven't thought about.
That'd be fun.
Maybe a celebrity of the week.
Yeah.
Two or three, depending on what you say.
Tell us. You know what?
Who did we forget?
I'm thinking about calves. Tell me your celebrity calf crushes.
Calves?
For the calves are you into?
Man, you're pissing off tryptophan. So,
no, okay, I actually have two calf podcasts. One where we talk about the calves on your legs, and another one where we talk about baby cows.
Wow, unbelievable.
That one's not a fetish
what,
podcast.
What, it can't be both? Why would it have to be a separate podcast? Just combine them. Who cares?
No! That would piss off the leg calf fetishists would get really upset every time I talk about the baby cows.
RamonFaithful@gmail.com if you want to write in. You can also reach us on Reddit. Join in the conversation. r/footfetishpodcast.
r/footfetishpodcast. Maybe sometime I'll fire up that fetish thing and have a comment myself.
Maybe you will. You should. Just do it. Be like, hey, do that, actually. We'll do it after this.
Maybe sometime.
I'll just put it for you, and you can maybe respond sometime to it whenever.
I'll do an
Q&A.
What's that? What do they call it on Reddit?
AMA? Do an AMA.
Fuck, I That'd hate Reddit culture. It's so fucking bullshit.
Anywho.
If you feel like, for whatever reason, you want to contribute monetarily to this fucking nonsense.
And you should.
And you should.
Patreon.com/Ramon Faithful.
Patreon.com/Ramon Faithful.
Yes.
Give us some fucking money.
That you should.
Quit being a pussy.
You know how much work we do for this for you. Now listen.
Seriously. This is almost a 2-hour-long podcast, guys. And I know we didn't put out a podcast last week. Whatever. I was too stressed out.
Yeah.
But we're giving you almost a solid 2 hours this week.
That's right.
We're at 1 hour and 47 minutes, and I could probably vamp for another 13 minutes.
God help you. if you...
Let's talk about... Who else did I have a crush on Oz?
Want to buy...
Everyone.
That's correct.
The entire cast.
If you want to...
Let's talk about Oz.
Get some awesome
Next
clips.
Week on the Foot Fetish Podcast, we're going to talk about Oz and Disney's Gargoyles.
Well... RamonFaithful.com if you want to buy some awesome clips of Belle smothering me and walking on my face like she does often. And that's about it, y'all. Thanks.
I want to give a follow-up shout-out and a special thanks to Terry.
Yay,
for
Terry.
Buying me these super, super amazing
Our
boots.
Our current favorite.
My current favorite.
That's right. So we'll see you next week, y'all. And until we feed again...
So long.
So long, everybody. Oh, I said it. No.
Yeah, you said
gross.
It.
Gross.